This week's episode of Bro Stuff will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The Shining Wizards Podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
It is that time of the year. It's August. It's a Monday night. The Shining Wizards are here, but we're not apart. We are together. HK is in the house. Tropic Al is in the house. Brundlefly in the house. Tony in the house. Double T in the house. All together, our yearly live show. It's episode 807 from Studio A of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Double T.
Tony.
Brundo.
Tropic Al.
And some Kevin.
Fellas, welcome to Studio A.
It's very good to be back.
Yeah, it's great to have you back.
That means Al and HK are in town. It means the barbecue was a success. We all survived.
Yes, barely. We did.
Barely.
Some of us, barely.
And we, one of us almost shit their pants today on the way to the range. So that was fun too.
Almost the key word.
You almost, yes. As soon as we drove past the fucking gas station from the back seat, Brundle's like, "Hey, Matt, I hate to bother you. Do you think we can stop at a gas station?" And I was like, "Yeah, man, we're like 5 minutes away. Is it like an emergency?" And he's like, okay, no, we'll be good." And then I'm like, "I know there's a gas station up here, though. Like, do you want me to stop?" And he's like, "No, you said we're close. I'll be good." And I'm like, "Okay, but like, it's the difference of shitting in like a probably air conditioned bathroom or a fucking porter john that's been sitting outside for the last fucking who knows how long."
That was the cleanest porter john I've ever shit in. Like, you would have, it would have been top shelf laundry there. Yeah. That's for sure.
To me, the funniest part.
Microphone, dude.
Like, yeah, turn it on.
It's on.
Nope.
What?
You have to turn it on.
Click the button up.
Click the button.
Oh, his shit's not working?
I don't know. Sure, his shit's low.
Jumping Jesus.
No, his shit should be working.
Should be working.
Yeah.
I'm here. All right. Let's try this one.
Once a year.
How about that?
How about now?
There you go.
All right. Holy shit, this board's seen better days. I'm sorry, HK.
No worries. The funniest part to me of that whole thing was like, you're like, he's like, "Hey, can we stop at the gas station?" I had no idea what the fuck you would need. You know what I mean? Like, I had no idea. So, and then when you're like, you know, we're like, whatever, 2 minutes away, and you're like, "Well, we could stop there. That'd be," and I'm like, "What does he need?" Like, in my head, like, and I didn't ask. I'm like, whatever they're doing. But like, we're like, we go with this one. Would that be okay? And then fucking Butterfly's like, "No, I'll make it.
And I made it.
You did make it. I was concerned, though, because when you get, like, we go into this, we take a right to get in this, like, shooting range area, and it's just, like, a fucking a field, basically, and there's two Johns on the outside of the, like, the wooden fucking fence. We pull up, I was like, oh, no, like, I don't think I'd trust that one to take a fucking piss. Like, there's no way. Front of flight just said, yep, there I go.
Better than the field, man. Or my neighbor's house.
Or my car.
Yes. Yeah, that too.
You think your car smelling like white manna is a problem?
Yeah, Brando said when he got, he's like, oh, for 30 minutes I had to drive here and just smell white manna. And I go, yeah, in 30 minutes you were going to ride home, you'd smell the shit in your pants.
There are plenty of spots to pull over.
He's got it all mapped out.
Wait, have you ever been in that situation where you've had to, like, shit, like, just outside, just randomly?
Hiking once.
Okay.
Yeah. Yikes. That's why you carry toilet paper in your bag if you're going on a super long hike.
I don't. Yeah.
He didn't even pack boots for Yellowstone. You think he put fucking toilet paper in his bag?
Yellowstone worked out just fine for me. Without
I mean, Yellowstone Resort. How many fucking pairs of boots do you need?
Resort, man. I was in the wilderness.
We went. My wife wanted to take Al to the range today, and it was either the indoor range or the outdoor range, and it was completely dependent on the weather. And HK's like, the only shoes I brought are soaking wet because I went walking this morning, so glad it's an outdoor range.
Yeah. Well, that would have sucked. You know what I mean? Those things are fucking soaking
wet. I agree 100%.
We would have to pop off at the get some Walmart shoes for you.
For you, yes.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah, not for anybody else.
Yeah, but you bought some hats this weekend, too.
I got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, got one. Thought about another one. I don't know. We're not on the plane yet. So possibilities.
That's fair.
New York Airport is like a mall. So
I like it. It's one of the nicer airports. And I haven't been to a shitload of them, but yeah. I can tell you it's definitely better than fucking Baltimore. Vegas, you can gamble in. So, that you know, there's something with that. But, yeah, no, I like the fucking Tropicale's going to Terminal C tomorrow.
Yep.
Is it a shithole?
I like the old terminals. Terminal A, I'm not a fan of, even though it's like the brand new terminal there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I don't like it, though.
Okay.
Everything's too spread out. Like, when you're one of the other terminals, there's shit to do no matter where you're walking. There, you just feel like you're walking for miles and there's nothing in between.
I hear you have a problem with walking, Tony.
Oh, I don't. I don't.
That's not what I heard.
I think I walked like 6 laps around fucking MetLife Stadium.
I heard you complain the whole time you walked up the ramp.
No, the reason I was complaining was because like I was like there has to be a better way to do this. Like they wouldn't make everybody just walk around.
And also, how did you? What we took the escalator up.
Well, we found a ramp. Yeah. Yeah. It was like okay, this way it goes up, so we'll go up.
Yeah. We went up about 4 ramps, and I said, fuck this. And
then Tony's not slowing down to find an escalator.
No, Tony doesn't give a shit if Brundo's leaving. He's just walking to the fucking team store as fast as he can.
What fucking map?
Yeah, we surprised Al and HK. We pick them up from the airport, and they're huge football fans. But every time they come to Jersey, it's August, and there's usually – you know, there's not football going on. By the time when I throw the barbecue, it's usually towards the end of the season. So the last couple preseason games are played like Thursday, Friday. Well, this worked out where the Giants were playing Saturday afternoon. So we concocted a plan where it was Tony's fault that we had to go to the American Dream because he wanted to have like Beast Burger or some goofy shit over there. So we picked these guys up. Of course, I was late because the weather was looking not great. So I hired somebody to put a tent in my backyard for the barbecue when they were there Saturday morning. So I was waiting for them. And then there was an accident on the way to the airport where a makeshift garbage truck flipped over and everything fell out and it was across that whole side, like the local lanes, all the lanes, garbage all across. So I jumped the median and because we were running late. So pick up these guys at the airport. We come. I'm like, we got to go to fucking American Dream. We got to fuck Tony wants in. And I get up fucking football game. It's going to be fucking traffic. And we come over the hill. And I go, you guys ready for some football? And there's like this weird silence, and they're like, yeah. And I'm like, great, because we're going to the game. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, I fucking pull right in, we park. But Brundo and Tony and his kid were already there. They had been there for like fucking 40 minutes before we got there. Right?
It was awesome. It was absolutely awesome.
Yeah, when you said you were on 78, I didn't realize that you still hadn't picked up Al and Kevin yet. Like, I thought, you're like,
so behind.
I thought, like, oh, you got on 78. Like, you just left the airport. You're on your way up to, you know, 21 or whatever. I had no idea, like, you were that far behind. But you guys made the kickoff.
Oh, we made a great time.
So two things while we were waiting to get picked up at the airport. I got a Dunkin' Cold Brew, right? Fantastic.
Love you guys the found the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, yeah, found the Dunkin' Cold Brew. So that was easy. Didn't have to go anywhere. It was right fucking there. We're sitting there waiting, and Tropical goes, oh, I'd really like to play, you know, a soundbite of you right now. And, wham, baby wants some titty, right? And I was like, okay, well, that's weird. But I thought he was talking about there's a bird behind us with some, I don't know. She had big, weird knockers. So, like, I thought that's where he was going with it, was this bird behind us, the big, weird knockers. And he like, kind of nudges me. He's like, see, we're right outside, like, this fucking breastfeeding area. Right outside. So, get the cold brew, go outside. We're standing just catching up, all that kind of stuff. Get done with my cold brew. I was like, I'm going to head back in and throw this in the waste thing. So, I walk in. And there's one of the employees is like emptying the waste like station, right? So I'm trying to be polite and I'm waiting. I'm not just gonna throw it right into her like cart thing. So I'm just being polite and waiting. And she just goes, "Oh, you can put that anywhere you want." And I'm, "Oh yeah, oh, thank you." I had to fucking cut myself off of an "Oh yeah." And Tropical, I mean, you can crack the egg of knowledge with the waiting at the airport and the lovely sounds of Jersey.
Yeah, it's a new record this year. It was 63 honks while we went inside to wait on that cold brew for a while.
Yeah,
it was a good line.
That's what they do at the airport. Yeah. They honk the fucking horns.
That's HK awesome. Got to see in person that I am invisible.
Yeah.
To 63, like 260.
Yeah,
and it's just like people walk up and then like you're in the way. Like, I've been standing here stationary the whole time. There's a whole path around me. No, yeah. Walk right on me.
You're a giant man, Tropical. And this lady, like, the best part is, like, there's all that area around that she could have easily walked around. But, like,
it was not crowded.
No, not, it was not crowded at all. And it was like she beelined, like, right into him and then looked at him like he was the asshole. I was like, "What the? How the fuck does that work? How do you run into him, this giant man, and then he's the prick?"
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
Checks out.
So get the game. We had a good time. We got seats right below the speaker, so it was real easy to hear each other. and none of us have any type of filter, especially me and Tony, so we're screaming across each other. Just the most inappropriate shit. There's kids in front of us. There's a group of kids behind us.
Yeah, girls.
Tony's doing that. Yeah.
Was I really?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
But then we're like, okay, we're not going to stay for the whole game, right? So, like, third quarter, we're like, let's go down to the team store. Al and HK want to get some hats. And there's, like, shit outside the stadium. Like, Tony took a funny picture where it's, like, one of those things where you can, like, put your head through the hole and your head is on, like, Lawrence Taylor. Like, fun stuff. So, like, we'll go check that out. And there was a couple things. And, again, they don't get to come to Jersey all that often. It's once a year, and they don't get to see a football game there. So there's shit you could take pictures of outside. Well, Tony and his kid just fucking take off. like their fucking feet are on fire.
You wanted to get to the store. I wanted to get to the store. Like, what the fuck?
The store wasn't going anywhere.
You're taking a leisurely stroll through MetLife Stadium. What were you taking in the fucking atmosphere?
What was the rush?
If Al was standing still, 15 people would have ran into him. You got to move.
We were moving, just not at your pace. Like, you were trying to break a world record.
No, I didn't need a map. So I knew exactly where I was going. This guy's like, we got to look at the map. The map. You're looking on the fucking map anyway.
Every corner you turned, you went to Brundo, who was 30 clicks behind us. Is this the right way? Did we pass this? Did we pass this restaurant? Did we pass this stand?
And it's fucking absolute gold when you're like, just look at the map, stupid. And he's like, what fucking map? turns around, the entire fucking wall's a map. Like, what fucking? And then he hauls ass, and he's gone.
He was
like,
gone.
We're
gone.
Walking.
And well, in fairness, the store wasn't even on the fucking map. Like, that was my point. Like, the map was useless.
I didn't know that either. I don't fucking go. I'm not a Giants or Jets fan, so I don't go to the team store.
I'm walking behind, and I told fucking Double T, I was like, you know, I have no idea where he's going. And I've fucking lost sight. Like, Tony's gone. I can't see little Tony. Every now and again, like, it wasn't super crowded on the way out. There wasn't a ton of people leaving when we were leaving. But every now and again, you could see the bald spot, like, pop out. There he is.
Wow.
There he is. And fucking then all of a sudden, you couldn't even see that shit anymore. And he was just fucking gone. I told him, I trust Tony. I love the man. I just don't know where the fuck he is. Like, I have no idea. I'm just going to keep following him, I guess. So.
Yeah, I understand. Your legs are shorter than most, but these guys could have easily kept up.
Yeah, that's fair.
We thought you were the one we were going to need. I think Jesse looked up like a hat with a arrow on it.
Yeah.
To, like, find Kevin in the
room. Yeah, because we were waiting in line to get the second round of refreshments and hot dogs. And, you know, the second round, mind you. And we're sitting there in line, and Kevin's like, I'm going to go over here and grab a beer. And then he's just gone.
Yeah.
Disappeared on
us. MIA.
Well, I love watching football. I love being at the games. I love, like, being in the stadium, stuff like that. I like the Giants, and like, just to see the stadium itself is fucking awesome. Like, to me, it's awesome. Like, the whole experience is a cool thing. So, you guys are standing there waiting to get your fucking dogs and beers for like 27, 28 minutes. And I just turned to Tropical. I was like, I'm just going to get a beer right there. And I turned around and grabbed my beer, and I just walked out to, like, that little, I don't know what it, like, where you go in to walk up to your
concourse.
Seat.
Concourse.
Yeah. So I just walked out, and I just stood there for a while. It was kind of cool. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was and great. Then fucking fireworks went off right above my fucking head.
Oh, scared the shit out of all of us standing in line.
Yeah, I'm standing there watching. It's like, all right, an anthem and shit. One of these attendant people is standing there, and he was belting. Like, I don't know if you saw him, but he was like belting it out while it was going on. I was like, all right, man, that's cool. You know, you like doing that? You like doing that? All of a sudden, boom, and the shit was right over my head. I was like, all right, shit my pants at the stadium. Shit my pants at MetLife. All right.
And to be fair to Tony, even though him and his kid walk super duper fast, they did get us to the team store.
Yes.
Some of us.
Brundo did have to leave, and Tony couldn't give a shit less. He already got his lunch recommendation from Brundo as to where we should go. He had what he needed from Brundo for the day, and he left in the fucking dust. We got to the gate, and Brundo's like, all right, guys, I got to leave. And we were like, screw, like, Tony, he's just gone.
I was in the store already.
When you guys gone.
It's like you said, Tony, and he ran faster.
Oh, my God. And then we go to this fantastic Mexican restaurant.
With shitty menus.
Yeah. Yes. Well, also shitty people who order shitty drinks that they don't finish.
Might have been a shitty drink, but the man is bald.
Tony decided to order the most ridiculous drink on the menu.
It's the only picture I saw of a drink on the fucking menu because I couldn't figure out how to use the goddamn thing.
And Tony can't read, so he just does things through pictures.
That's a fair point.
It was like a margarita with a bottle of Corona in it, a bottle of tequila, and a bottle of Cointreau. And the concept of the drink is, as you drink it, the bottles that are upside down will fill it and mix together. Numbnuts over here takes the fucking Corona out. He took like 4 sips of it.
No, I drank more than half of it. Stop.
The thing was fucking full.
What was it? You're lying. More than half of it, my ass.
You guys are liars.
I should have taken a picture of it. I really should have.
Yeah. Oh, I got a picture of the fucking of the beverage. I could.
The beginning of it, or when we left?
Oh no! The beginning, of course.
I completely forgot to tell you guys. It should have been somebody's birthday because they come out.
Oh yeah,
singing Spanish songs. Oh shit!
Here, hold it up to your camera. I'll put your
the
camera.
Movie Drumline was happening.
Yeah.
There. That's a beaut, ain't she?
I bet you it's great if you drank it the way it was intended to be drunk.
I did at it, first.
Me and HK have a basket of chips between the two of us. Al, Tony, his kid, and Jesse fucking demolished it. I look down, and Tony's kid is taking our chips, and they just give us the empty fucking basket. And then I'm like, what the fuck? And Tony's like, Al's hungry.
He was eating chips with us.
It's fine, but like, come on, just ask the fucking nice lady to get us another basket.
No, we wanted yours. That was it. Yeah, you got a fresh basket, so what are you complaining about?
Well, it was rude.
No, it wasn't. You guys weren't eating anyway.
It's not true. HK was the only one that ordered the fucking street corn
yeah.
as an appetizer.
Because I couldn't read the menu. Had I known it was on the menu, I would have had some street corn, too.
Well, if you knew Mexican restaurants like HK.
Mm-hmm. That's a fake Mexican place. Come on, dude.
What, Rancho Loco?
Did you eat it the long way?
Yes. Of course, man. Yeah. Is there any other way to eat
street and
corn? No
Hondurans at this Mexican place. There was one Asian guy, but for the most part, they were all Mexican.
I mean, we didn't check in the kitchen.
I did. Yeah.
You checking their birth certificates?
Yeah. Well, I mean, papers.
Well, we have to cast them medieval times.
Yes, then that those poor people had to deal with those fucking chodes.
How the fuck do you go to medieval times, have a fucking nice lunch, and then go to a fucking Mexican place to
eat more? Nice lunch.
It is!
You get a fucking chicken breast with your hands, they give you a Pepsi and a fucking growler.
No, you get a fucking tomato soup, you get a piece of garlic bread, you get a nice little dessert.
That tomato soup is really
fucking It's fucking good. Amazing!
Yeah.
You dip your garlic bread in there, you got a fucking meal and a half.
Yeah, but you don't get no utensils.
So what?
Gonna eat it with your hands.
Yeah, and that's the cable guy line.
Yeah.
There are new utensils in medieval times, but there's Pepsi. Yeah.
Wait. No, how the fuck are you eating soup?
It's in a little crock. It's got a little handle, and you drink it.
You drink it.
Okay. Weird. All right.
Well, it's not like it has like noodles and everything.
Yeah, it's not like they give you a fucking soup. Straw either.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm soup spoon, right? That's what you're supposed
no,
to.
No, you
spoon.
Drink it. It's a tomato it's soup.
Medieval times.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Drink your soup and enjoy your Pepsi.
And the wenches bring you your food.
I heard about the wenches.
Yeah, it's good times.
Yeah.
Yeah. HK Googled all the locations and that's all over social media feed 6 hours later.
Yeah. I was like, there used to be one, like, I think in Iowa, where, you know, obviously it's just south of me. And I was like, well, fuck, maybe if it's that cool, maybe I'll check it out someday. I fucking hate the idea of it. I hate every fucking thing about these assholes. Like, just talk normal, right? Just fucking talk normal.
It's the gimmick, man.
Fuck the gimmick. So, but I wanted to see, like, is that one still open? All that, and then okay, 5 minutes later, Medieval Times. I fucking open up. I open up my phone. Check out Medieval Times. I fucking open Facebook. 50% off Medieval Times. I'm like, no, fucker. I'm not doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way the web works
around. I don't like
here.
It.
Yeah, Big Brother's always listening.
Yeah.
As the only objective people here, he's out of the question. This Mexican joint, Greater Sign Rancho Loco. Yes, Matt?
I think so.
Yeah.
They didn't fuck up our order. They didn't fuck up our order.
You got what I ordered.
Al got his food on time.
The waitress was pretty hot.
Most of them look pretty serviceable.
Right?
Yeah. I'm gonna ask him to fuck up your order next time.
You don't have to ask him, apparently.
I'll do it. I'll eat at that strip mall where Rancho Loco is. I'll go get my own food somewhere else. Unlike you, I know how to use Uber and stuff, so I'll figure it out.
Not in my area, you don't.
I'll figure it out.
There's got to be a Chinese place in the same strip mall as Rancho Loco. Right?
I got 45 minutes from the Rogue House to Rancho Loco to figure out where else I can get food. It's more than enough time.
Catch something in the lake behind it.
No, it was good. It was good.
It was good.
It was good. They had a bunch of where I was sitting, I could see a whole wall that had Blue Demon on it, Lucha Libre. A couple of the chairs had cool luchador masks on it. It was a cool fucking spot. Yep. I can't pronounce the name of the place, but I know Brundo recommended it. And then we pulled in and there was like valet parking. I was like, valet parking on a fucking Saturday afternoon?
Hey, I was surprised by that too, but it is what it is. What are we going to do?
If you're a Vikings fan, you just drive right through.
Please, I should have fucking done that.
See, that's the other thing too. Like the game that they happen to be in town for happened to be against the Vikings.
Yeah, neither of them like the Vikings.
Well, eat a dick. I don't know.
Why do I gotta eat a dick?
Because you don't like the Vikings? That's like your home team, bro.
Give a shit.
Well, who do you like? The Packers?
I am a Packers fan.
Of course you do.
Love the Packers.
You're sitting on that dick and eating that cake?
Yeah, that's what I choose. Yeah, dick. Right? Dick and ass, cake and mouth.
That's the way to do it.
He's not here, and I don't see him in the chat. But Jersey Cow Jesse came to the game with us. And we have a new one. We have a new one. All right. This is the debate for the ages in the Discord and the chat, whatever. We get to the game. Me, Al, HK, Jesse, we're walking up we go up the escalator. We get off at the 200 level, right? We're about to go up to 300. I see. Oh, guys, hot dogs right here. Boom. Jesse grabs a hot dog. Al grabs a hot dog. HK goes to look at the field. I'm like, I got to take a piss. The header bathroom's right there. I dip into the bathroom, walk up to the urinal. I take a piss. You know, you feel like somebody like, look, go next to you, but you don't want to be like rude and look. So I feel somebody next to me. I look. It's fucking Jersey Cow Jesse. Dick in hand, hot dog in the other, just doing his fucking thing. I come out of the bathroom and I'm like, Jesse is eating a fucking hot dog at the urinal in there. And then he comes out behind me still chewing the last of his hot dog. So this was like a thing all weekend.
It was, I've never seen anybody do that before. Ever. Like, and like, where becomes the line at that point? Because like, I would never do it. I would never, like, there's no way I'm.
Yeah, you won't even shit with the door open.
Right, exactly. Right. That shit's not going to happen. But like, if he was going in to take a shit, right, you still eating dog and taking a dog. Like, what the fuck? There has to be, there's a line, right? And that line is don't eat, especially at a fucking like stadium urinal.
But no. It's not like he's to his, to be fair. It's not like those guys you see, like they put the like their drink or their French fries on top of the urinal while they piss, right? Because you know there's like that little ledge there. He was dick in hand, dog in hand,
and did not swap them.
Right, he didn't switch it. His dog hand was his dog hand. Yep. His dick hand was his dick hand.
Well, how did he take
wieners in both hands?
Yeah, but how did he take his prick out if he had his hot dog in your?
Maybe
other
he
hand?
Didn't undo his belt and he just zipped it.
Oh, the zip and flip.
The zip and flip, right?
But you still got to get past some material to get that.
Yeah, but you could do it with one hand. Yeah.
Not if he's got boxers on. You just, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great. We
just a quick zip and flip.
We didn't broach that subject this weekend. I'm a little disappointed in us.
Yeah, Jesse, when you listen back, boxers or briefs?
Or commando.
Yeah, that's true. That makes it even easier. Just got to watch the zip up.
Yeah, I guess it's a, I mean, it's, I got to sneeze.
You all are fucking so day. Good looking.
Yeah. It's been fucking rough. Huh?
Really good looking.
Yeah, so like that's another that's falls in line with shitting with the door open and dog at the urinal.
Yeah. Is there geez, take it easy, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm buying a hot dog before I gotta like if I like he probably had to take the piss before he got the hot dog.
He was so excited though. There was no line at that hot dog stand. And he was so excited. Oh, I'm getting a stadium dog. It's gonna be great.
That was the other weird thing about that hot dog stand because they gave him like you get like the whole cardboard thing that carries two drinks and like a spot for nachos and a dog, and they just got the dog. Just fucking hand the dog over. You don't need all the other shit.
Yeah. That was too much. I got one of those, but I got fries. So it makes sense. Yeah.
It's probably like a policy or a health code thing. Or so this way they don't have assholes dropping their food everywhere. They give everybody a tray no matter what. Yeah. I don't know. I had a premium fucking sausage and peppers.
Yeah.
That would hit the spot. Okay.
But not in the bathroom.
Yeah, no. You didn't eat it in the bathroom. So, no, right? I had two hot dogs. Doesn't matter. I ate them while I was waiting for everybody else to get their food.
Yeah. Yeah, that, you know, very efficient line.
What? HK went like, and then he, like, he pulled his punch.
No, we were talking about, you know, obviously eating and the shit and all that. And I fucking didn't tell you guys. I went to the, obviously, airport at home. And I'm walking around before I had my breakfast there at the Stone Arch. And I'm walking around. And I usually just – I try and get a little bit of walking to the airport because I have time. So I'm walking around. I was like, taking a shit. So now I have a little pep in my step. I go in. There's fucking nobody in there. Nobody at all. So I sit down. It was a morning. Get done, right? And I walk out. And there's a guy fucking like standing outside – like an old man standing outside the door. Like, I opened the door, and he wasn't like, I didn't have to like, boom, there he was. But it was like, he was just standing there. Open the door, walk. I was like, oh, I said, sorry. And then I went around him. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't move. He was just standing there. I don't know what the fuck was going on with this guy.
Was there multiple stalls?
Yeah.
All right. That's weird.
One of them. So, like, I walked around the guy, went up, started washing my hands, and you could see, like, the way it was mapped out, you could see behind you because of the mirror. And you can see the guy standing there, still like in front of the door, washing my hands. I'm like, this is fucking weird. I'm going to like, I took a little bit extra because I wanted to see kind of where this was going. Waiting. motherfucker goes in the one that I just came out of. And he knows what was happening in there, right? Because I was not quiet. Wouldn't you, you got to pick another one.
No, man, what if he's into that kind of thing?
Did you go in the handicap stall?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, that would make sense. If it was a handicap stall,
then that makes sense.
Was there a hole in the wall? No reason?
I didn't see one. Yeah.
Is the toilet a little closer to the ground?
Yeah, it needs to be. Otherwise, my legs dangle.
What if he's like an airport dude, and that's like his lucky stall?
What do you mean an airport
dude? Like somebody who's just like always, he works there, or he's always there.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. Like he knows that that's a low traffic bathroom, right? Yeah, that's where he likes to go. Man, if that is like, I'm sorry I disrespected this toilet, because I absolutely did.
But that's the risk you run.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's open to the public, but it's just, I don't know.
It's an airport toilet, though. Somebody's disrespecting it 20 times a day.
Accurate. Yeah. Now, very clean, though. It's very nice. Why you fucking stand outside the stall?
He wanted to smell what you were cooking, bro.
He did.
He probably had a fetish.
No, because I used the fucking spray.
What spray? They have sprays? In an airport bathroom?
Takes it with him everywhere.
You brought your own poopery?
Yeah. I use it at your house too. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody.
So that's mommy's bathroom. I don't give a shit what goes on there.
I got fucking poked in the eye by a plant too.
Although HK didn't know what to do with the.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to be nice, man, and I'm trying to respect the space. And I don't know what she's got these weird things, and
I don't know what kind of MacGyver stuff is going on in that shower.
Thank I'm gonna you, be honest Miguel. With you. There's different tools in there holding that shower together, and she's got
Don't tell me that.
There's only one tool in that shower.
Wait, what do you mean there's tools?
I suppose you don't. Okay, so obviously that there's still that weird fucking towel thing
in the shower.
Yep, the towel that's over the gimmick so the water doesn't spray forward. Yeah.
I thought that was fixed.
I don't know. It was still there, so I use it. Get in, and there's like a. It looks almost like a fucking squeegee. Right. Yeah. There's a squeegee and it's like propped, pressing on the head of the shower. So it's like, it won't, I don't know, man. I didn't want to ask her, but I did want to make sure that I had all the, like everything lined up the right way. Are you texting now? What's going on?
No.
I would like to know. I'd like to know.
I was going to tell my wife, but my wife will fucking hit her in the head with a rock.
Well, I guess it beats pushing her down the stairs.
I will.
The other thing is she had to do that, and she's short. Like, right, she had to get on like a thing, prop it up there, whatever it is.
But did she say don't move this?
No, didn't. Not one mention of it.
She was hoping you would grab on to something. Yes,
it's a chance that she just puts it that way because that's the way she likes it.
Box.
And it's not necessarily there because it's broken. I don't know.
HK is the one that got hit in the head.
No, it's a fucking, it becomes clearly like misery. Propped.
Oh my God, the Golden Girls
propping up
off.
The shower head?
Yeah. It's clearly was put there purposefully. Right, Tropical?
Yeah, I don't know if it's storage. I'm not touching anything.
Right.
I'm not going to mess with it. This is a MacGyver setup. I am not MacGyver. It's
what else? Anything else in the shower I need to know about?
No. That's like the worst toilet roll.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks asshole.
What's wrong with the toilet?
It's super short.
Right? It's way down to the ground.
It's perfect for you.
I mean, I don't mind that. The height is not the worst part, but fucking flush with some power.
Yeah, old school. It's a real old, slow swirly. Yeah, no, I get you.
And then, when it flushes like that, you're always worried. No matter what. You're always worried.
Yeah.
Waiting.
Oh, I'm not. Waiting, I don't give a fuck.
Waiting.
Dude, I've gotten into restaurants and taken massive shits and not flush the toilet. I used to be an animal.
Used to be an animal.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't do that shit anymore. Pardon the pun.
I asked Tony yesterday when I used the bathroom. I was like, hey, can you check me for ticks?
Mommy's got a lot of trees in that bathroom.
I asked my wife when she used the bathroom the first time. I asked her when she came out. I was like, a lot of plants in there. She's like, yeah, what was that?
Just be thankful the plant that's on the windowsill is not on the back of the toilet anymore.
Poor mommy.
Poor mommy, fuck you. Poor fucking mommy. She took the fucking week off and she's done nothing. She's going to do nothing all week. Sit in her fucking chair and play the Switch 2 and put dirt in the fucking toilet and aggravate me.
She bought you bagels, you ungrateful fuck.
I didn't ask her to buy me fucking bagels.
Yeah, that's because she was trying to do something nice for you. Oh, these guys are doing so much. Let me treat them to some bagels and some cream cheese and some butter.
Yeah, where's the cream cheese going to go, Tony? There's no room in the fucking
fridge. And you're fucking asshole. I don't care. You didn't
offer me one bagel. Why is there no room in the fridge, Matt?
Yeah.
A lot of food.
Oh, yeah. How about all that food you brought me today? I'll bring you the BMW tapes. Jesus Christ.
And the BBW tapes?
He already brought those.
It's been a busy fucking weekend.
I know. We're breaking balls, man. Come on.
And I was very clear with everybody at the football game on Saturday. I did not watch any wrestling this week. The only thing I watched was that sad Dark Side of the Ring about Paul Orndorff.
Yep, same here. Oh, and I watched JCW. But...
And it made me think that when we interviewed him, maybe he...
I thought the same thing. I was thinking the same thing, actually. But
What year was he on?
He sounded competent, though.
Yes, he did. But he also sounded competent in some of those other clips that they played of him where he was a little older.
We had Paul Orndorff on episode 142. So if I had to estimate that, probably 2013-ish. Probably about 2013. Maybe late. Yeah, probably like mid, early 2013.
That's when they said he was starting to like he sounded okay if you're talking to him. But if you have him go to the airport by himself, he might not make it.
Oh, we're doing this now. We're not getting into the barbecue. We're good. No, I'm just wondering.
We can do whatever we want.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know if we were flushing the format.
No. There's no fucking format. Where's Brundle? I'm fucking starving. I need my fucking bananas.
Yeah, speaking of which, I'm going to go get another. Anybody need a refill?
April 2nd, 2014 was when we had it.
Oh, 2014?
Yes, April 2nd, 2014. We're going to get into the bar. We get to the barbecue. What do you want to talk about the barbecue? It was a fucking great time. We tented the backyard because they were calling for bad weather.
Thank you, sir.
And it turned out to be a pretty fucking decent day.
Yeah, it did.
No sun. It was pretty cool out. A little spritz didn't hurt anybody. We had the tent, though. Everybody was relatively fucking dry. And people showed up. It was great. Well, I'll go through the, tomorrow or later this week, whenever me and my wife are home together, we'll go through we'll get the final head count. And, it was fucking awesome. It was awesome. Tony was there early. Brenda was there early. HK and Al, they stayed there, so they were there. People showed up in droves at fucking 1 o'clock. Like, it was awesome. It was awesome. And then you just kind of just let everybody go. Right?
Yeah, it was you and Ray do just a fucking fantastic job with that. So it's always a good time.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know what else is a good time? When some of your guests want to show up at 10:45 when you're shutting the fucking thing.
I could.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I can appreciate Kate trying, but also you're in upstate New York, like doing your wrestling thing. Like I get it if you can't come, but and I know we say we go late and we do, but even after the last people left, me and Al and Jesse and Emily and Rhiannon, we hung out in the backyard for probably another hour.
Yeah.
But at that point, we had cleaned up all the food. Like everything was cleaned up and done. It was just a matter of unplugging the lights and going to fucking bed, which somebody had done 2.5 hours before the rest of us.
Which was the right thing to do.
Yes. Yes, he was ready to fight Emily for Jesse's hand.
Yes. God, what was it? She, don't you ever hurt him.
Yes. Oh, he was ready to fight, and for the honor of Jersey Cow Jesse. Yeah. That was anyone. Yeah.
He saw Jesse with the wiener in each hand, and he's like, that's my guy.
That's my guy.
HK was one drink away from being on the top of my house like Hawk on a Titantron. My wife made a ton of food and it came out great, but she made these fish cakes and they're awesome. They're fucking awesome.
Amazing.
It's like fresh fish or bell peppers. Like she makes them. They're great.
My wife told me it was all fresh caught fish. Like yes. She hadn't caught it.
Yes.
That's amazing.
That and the tuna that she made was all fresh caught. So We bust HK's balls, but he doesn't eat red meat, but he will partake in fish and vegetables and maybe chicken. I don't know if he eats chicken. Yeah. Yes, he says he eats chicken. Okay. So he is having a great time, and that's what the barbecue is all about. So me and Jersey Cow Jesse start doing a little early cleanup, right? I want my people showed up early, and we were not prepared for that many people at exactly 1 o'clock. Like, it was like 1 o'clock, and it was like somebody's trying to park in front of the house. Someone just pulled in the driveway, and they pulled away. People like yelling into the backyard. And then I go inside, and then, oh, Rhiannon's sister, I see them crossing the barricade to come in. Like, before we know it, there's like 25 people in the backyard. My wife is behind, right? She's behind. So now I'm navigating that. But she makes these fish cakes. HK is having a good time. We start to clean up a little early. I'm like, hey, just hang out in the backyard. Your boss is here. Your friends are here. Like, just hang. We got this. So me and Jersey Cow Jesse are cleaning up like this, that. We leave a couple things out. And HK wanders onto the sun porch, whatever. He's having a good time. And he just starts grazing. I see him. He's picking a piece of tortellini pasta. He's taking a fish vegetable. He's just hanging out. I take the garbage out, and when I come back, he's nowhere to be found, and the aioli container with the fish cakes has just 3 fish cakes in it. Like, they're not eaten. It's like he just picked them up. I don't even know what he did, and I don't think he can tell you what he did. It's like he picked them up and just dropped them in there and was like, I feel good about this. I'm going to bed.
So I do have flashes of eating, you know what I mean, of eating that. But like, I remember like taking the fish cake thing, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to dip it, but I'll make sure my hands don't touch, because I'm just going to just toss the whole thing in, right? Because I wanted to make sure that my hands didn't like touch the dip, right? So like, I remember doing that, but what I'm guessing probably happened is I fucking dropped one, and I didn't like, I don't know, man.
You were going to stick your whole fingers in there to get it.
Yeah. So then, and I probably, you know, didn't have the problem solving abilities at that point to find find something else.
I think I know what happened. You're so drunk, you dropped it in there, continued tried to eat it in your mouth. Wow, that was really good. Let me go back there. Drop it in there. I
eat ghost cakes. Yeah.
So I had a lot of great moments in that, but my favorite part
here we go
was sitting out there with Ree and Soto and Dan and Alan, you know, everybody out there that was left, watching Dan watch Kevin was the greatest joy. Like, I don't see children at Christmas this happy, but no, he's good. He's good. He's good. Let him be. Let him grace. And just the smile on his face, he was laughing his balls off. Oh, the earth moved again because Kevin starts rocking.
Rough.
Now, I know there was some discussion last year of the way HK treated your son, Tony. And now I know we had a rematch. It took a little while for people to get down there, but bags was the thing. And I know it was HK and Al against Tony and Tony Biv. And I don't know what was said, but I heard it may have passed last year's level of inappropriate.
What was said and what was heard.
Yeah.
See, now, Tony, are you aware of any of this?
Wait a sec. I'm going to defend myself here right away. The line that he used earlier in the day, everything's on the table. Oh. Plus the kid's 18 now. So
all right, take it easy, Buck.
Yeah. I said he's 18.
What was now. The line? What was the line?
Tony's line?
Yes.
My line crossed the line?
No. I'm saying that just opens up the gate. The gates are open.
What was the line?
About what when the kid was born?
Oh, and his foot could fit in the palm of my hand.
And now his dick barely fits.
I didn't use the word dick, but yeah, you got the.
Why would? I don't want to know.
This is my wife's introduction to everybody too.
Yeah, this is Jesse.
No, I've met Miss Brienne
before. You have, yeah, yeah.
This is Jesse in a hot dog. He's taking a piss at a urinal.
No, but the kid told me, he's like, you know what? He's like, this year, he felt like he fit in more. He felt he was giving it as good as he was getting.
Oh, he had some good lines.
You two were having a fucking ball together. Yeah. Yeah. And Al and I were just like, when the fuck is this over? What are they doing? It was constant chirping between the two of you. I'm like, I guess we're just never going to go.
And it was your wife came.
Yeah.
And it was great that she was there. She was in high spirits. She had a great time, I think. Brundle's wife came. HK's wife didn't come.
she rarely does.
Wow.
Probably not tomorrow either, Mom.
I mean, you know, I know there was discussions, and it's like, this is a guy thing. What's she going to do on Monday? Somebody last night offered to take her out on Monday so she could come next year. Somebody you confessed your love to all last night. So now, is there
a weird, I better text him.
A love triangle or a four-way dance? Or what's the
a four-way dance? I think it's a fatal four-way.
No, it's an elimination match.
No, that's the one Brundo's involved in. But he usually plays it in his neighborhood.
Or my car.
Brundo, nobody wins.
We just need to know what kind of cake Jesse wants. That's all we're asking.
Yeah.
Angel food.
Top five cake.
Yeah. Angel food.
No.
No?
Not a top five cake. No. Also, there was a conversation that came up. Five things you would stick in your vagina if you had a vagina for a day.
Oh, my God. I didn't hear this one.
No. And then I had like a million like questions. Like, what are the parameters? Like, is it for pleasure? Is it just for being curious?
Yeah. Can I say Emily is a saint? Like, just a
she's wonder, awesome.
Because the conversations that she had to endure.
Oh yeah, the dick and cake conversation.
Yeah,
and I was like, around her. Maybe you've like been in this situation before, so I don't know if you can really answer this question. I'm like, would you rather sit on a dick or have it in your mouth and eat your cake? And she was like, I was like, I don't want to be rude. I mean, maybe she's not the best one to ask.
DDDC, double dick, double cake.
Is that what somebody put?
No. I was just thinking DVDA, and that came to me.
No, we had it was a fucking great time. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was good.
100% was.
And today we went on. We went to breakfast. We went and shot Clay's. We went to the toy store.
The toy store was great. I love that place. That toy store is fucking incredible. Wrestling section wasn't really hitting for me today, unfortunately. Yeah,
you didn't tell them what you got, did you?
That's where I'm going. Yeah. So we go to Pandora's box and obviously right to the wrestling section, kind of checking out, seeing what's going on. And like I say, nothing was really hitting. They had a lot more of the newer stuff than the older stuff. There's a couple of high Hasbros I thought about, but didn't really find anything I was fucking sold on. So I walk over and there's like this little like Matchbox cars area, like Hot Wheel type shit. And I'm looking through and I like getting like the pop culture one. So like you get like the Jurassic Park Jeep or the Back to the Future fucking car filled with shit or you know, like those ones. I like those. So I'm looking through and all of
wait, also, Brundo has a Back to the Future car.
I think that was you.
So I'm looking through and I see it. The logo on the like on the box like behind. And I was like, holy shit. I jump for it, pull out. It's a fucking Wacky Races car. And it's nice. Dick Dastardly's Mean Machine. So I'm like, yep, this is coming home with me. I grabbed it. We got like a box of cards, something like there, a pack of cards. Got in the car and I was like, oh man, I got to see what else this Playing Mantis came out with from this line. Cause I was like, at this point, I'm fucking in. Like if they released other Wacky Races shit, I'm 100% in. So I go, I'm looking through and they released the goddamn Compact Pussycat. So I'm like, oh man, I got to figure out where I can find the Compact Pussycat. Type that in my search engine.
Whoops.
Start scrolling down. I was like, oh, Playing Mantis. You can get it on Amazon UK. You can order it. And then the next thing is just fucking pocket pussies. It's like the Honeywell. And I'm like, no. That's not what I'm looking for right now, folks.
50% off of those, though.
Yeah, well, yeah.
A pocket pussy in medieval times. You got yourself a Friday night. What a hoot.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, this is awesome. How you doing over there, Tony?
I'm aces McGaces.
We got the Mevo going. Tony's running. He's the one doing all the camera stuff.
Yeah, stop looking at
me. I did not say. If you don't bring attention to it, no one's going to notice it.
Shh.
I'm not bringing it up.
This is good times.
It is a great time. There might be people in the chat who maybe didn't join us last year. Did we do the Mevo last year?
Yeah, no. We did. We had a different setup. See,
excuse me.
Before StreamYard fucking doubled their prices on everything, I used to have the ability to run two cameras, so I could just have the Mevo somewhere in the room, and everybody could just be on their individual cameras. But I can't use mine. I have to use the Mevo, so I just figured, yeah, whoever else has their laptops open, we could just switch them back and forth.
Yeah, because it was just Brundlefly and Tropical on the Mevo.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I dig it. I think it's been a great trip, though.
Ah, fantastic trip.
What time are you guys leaving tomorrow? Like early?
Yeah, fly out at 11, I believe.
Oh, it's not too bad.
Not too bad.
And he wants to be there at 9.
Yeah.
Two hours before. That's what you're supposed to.
Yeah, it's the rule of thumb.
Oh, you're not going to be like fucking 20 minutes before we got to get on the plane that you're fucking showing up at my house, are you?
No.
No. And I like eating at that airport. They got the fucking awesome sports shop. Yep. I'll grab a hat there.
Another hat.
Yeah. Why not?
Whatever tickles your fancy, or you have something in mind, or
nothing really in mind. No, it's always like kind of whatever tickles my fancy. You know?
Yeah.
I got they're less and less hats are the style that I wear. So like it's getting harder and harder to find one, but they'll probably have something.
Okay.
There. Well, Tropical, you scouted the store before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good.
You might have something.
There. I like it.
Okay. Scouting stores at Newark Liberty Airport.
Well, Al landed before HK, so we had time.
Yeah. I got to walk past that store to go to the playground where they dump Kevin's plane off because they know he's coming. So.
I thought maybe Buck was with us tonight.
Duke was asking about him.
Yeah, Duke's joining us. I Dunk Biscuits was in the chat. I saw Molly. Julio's with us tonight.
Also, Tony, I don't know if you were privy to this information. And I said on the way down here, I felt bad because I didn't get to really hang out with you yesterday, or Brundo for that matter.
That's okay. We know you were busy. Dude, I was chatting up with everybody.
Yeah, but Al, didn't mean to go government name, disclosed at the end of the night, there was a proposition on the table.
Where
if Duke didn't have a gig, he was going to drive to New Jersey and surprise us.
Oh, is that for real?
He didn't mention it to me.
He mentioned it to you?
Yeah.
Oh, he wanted to surprise you too. That's why.
Yeah. But I thought that. And leading up to the barbecue, Vince wasn't responding in the Facebook Messenger, and I thought it was because he was also going to drive out with his family.
I kept pushing him to do it.
I would not put that past Vince at all.
I kept telling him, Leadfoot will get you out here in 2.5 hours. And he was like, yeah, I know.
That's got to be a long drive.
Yeah, it's not 2.5 hours.
No, but the way she drives.
Jeez, okay.
Do you know fucking geography?
No, he doesn't. He does not. I'm not great with geography.
Fucking literal Kevin over here.
Motherfuckers, like, I always say, like, oh, it takes me 3 hours to get here or 2 hours to get here. You're like, I fucking drive two hours and I'm in fucking Tampa. It's like, what's going on here?
So, no, yeah. If I have to drive more than 2 hours, I get aggravated.
Fuck, if you have to walk up a ramp, you get aggravated.
No, we walked up like four ramps. I'm like, there's got to be a better way. There was nobody else on the ramps. Yeah,
the escalator. You probably went down the exit ramp.
No. We were going up the exit ramps.
Yes.
So we took an escalator up. We started meandering in the 200 level, and then we fucking just found the ramps. I'm like, where the fuck is the other escalator?
Why would you meander in the 200s?
We were just checking things out. We got there. It was like fucking, it was only like 12 o'clock. We had an hour to kill.
So yeah, we knew you guys weren't showing up anytime soon, so we weren't in any rush to get to the seats.
My kid thought it was hysterical, too. When we showed up, we went into the row. All the girls that were sitting behind us had their feet on the chairs. So I got to my chair and I gave her like one of these on her foot to move her foot. My kid goes, yo, you smacked her foot. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
I still, like, part of me still thought that you were kind of fucking with us. Even like when we were pulling into the parking lot. Like when we, cause you're like, are you ready for some football? Or I got a question for you guys. You guys ready for some football after like fucking just Tony under the bus completely?
Yes.
I told him we can go anywhere in fucking Jersey, and this fucking hand job wants to go to a fucking Beast Burger, go to the fucking, we'll go to the fucking mall. And I'm like, I don't know, man, maybe there's a spot in there. He's like, fuck yeah, you're going to the fucking mall. We can eat anywhere. You go to the fucking mall. And I look over to Tropical. I was like, yeah, but there's probably a Lids there. So like, that's a win, right? Devil's cap. Like, that's a good thing.
Yeah, this mall is open.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then
I was like, and then they're like, what's the American dream? Jesse's like, it's like the Mall of America. And I'm like, yeah, the Mall of America where they just fucking came from.
And then like, when you're like, are you guys ready for some football? And like, I didn't know where the fuck you were going with it. So both of us were like, yeah. I'm like, are you ready for some preseason football? And I was like, yeah. And then we're going to the fucking game. Then I was like, holy shit, we're actually going to the game now. But like the fucking, like I was ready for another Roosie swerve. You know what I mean? Like again and again. So until we actually like got out of the car, started running to the stadium, I still thought there could have been another option. Like there was something else that could have been going on.
If it was a Roosie swerve, we would have been going to it like a soccer game or something like that.
Golly.
Yeah.
It sucked.
And if it was a Buck swerve, it would have been a kids soccer game. We could have went to Stilettos. I mean, I was looking into it.
But. Oh,
what? God. Okay, we checked it out.
Stilettos didn't exist anymore. So,
All right. So,
the floor is yours, Double T.
Hold on. I just let my wife know they're coming to take the tent down now.
Tell her about the about mommy's shower.
That'll be
and all the food.
I'm going to assess that for
make sure before. To remind her that they're a good Christian company that pays their taxes.
They are, and I dropped about 45 F-bombs in front of them while they were setting up the tent because I was so fucking hyped up for this barbecue and the tent. So the whole time we're at the football, not the whole time, but during the time spent at the football game and the restaurant, Tony is dropping going to a strip club etiquette to his son. To the point where I finally go, is he going with his friends or something? Like, what is going on here? And Tony's like, no, I'm just bestowing this wisdom on him. But I really thought like he was like I felt like he was like going like that night. Like we knew like after we had lunch, we go back to the house. I take Hal and HK there. We usually clean up and then we go and see my wife for like a nightcap. And get the rest of the ice for the barbecue. And then Tony goes home and the kid goes home. And I know, you know, college starts soon. He's 18. And Tony was talking about all these fucking places. So I was like, is he going tonight? Like, what's the deal? So I was like, no, I'm just teaching him. Just teaching him. But so what it was, keep the money coming so the titties keep coming.
You got to feed the titties.
Yeah, you got to feed the titties. If you don't feed the titties, they won't come. Hey, that advice was from my dad.
Holy shit. Peace. I just thought about this too. Minneapolis Airport, right? Feed the titties, strip club. So this is what I'm thinking. So I'm walking and I don't think you should ever fall asleep at the fucking airport. Like I don't think it's a good plan. Now I'm walking and it's pretty early. I mean, I got to the airport, I think it's 4 a.m. So like I'm just kind of walking around. I look over. Guy is sleeping on like it looks like a bench essentially. He's sleeping, laying on his back, wearing sweatpants, full chub, full fucking chub. And like I there's a little dilemma in me because like if it was
right, do I put it in my mouth? Right. Do I touch it? Yeah, sit on it. Where's the cake store?
Is I got an angel food cake?
Yeah. What restaurant opening soon enough? I can get it. Anyways, to octopus him quick just to wake him up nicely. So, like, I don't know. Do I nudge the guy and be
and
like,
where?
Like, hey, man, like, right in the cock, Brundlefly. Don't be an idiot.
There you go.
Like, why would you want to get involved? Like, let the guy sleep with his chode hanging out. Who gives
if
a shit?
I fell asleep at the airport wearing sweatpants and I was full chub, I would want somebody to wake me up and be like, hey, man.
Yeah, you wouldn't want an undergrown man fucking going, hey, dude, your boner's all over the place.
He's checking for stains.
You're like my same height, Tony.
What if he was window shopping? Like, what if he was looking to pick up somebody?
Sounds like that Kevin was his too. Move, sleep boners.
I know, I know what goes on in the Midwest.
He's got a sign behind him that says "Hop on if you want."
Yeah, it was like right outside the Buffalo Wild Wings. There, it was fucking wild.
Just a sign that said "Bring cake."
Have your cake and eat it too.
Holy shit!
You can't. I'm with Tony though. Like, just leave well enough alone.
Yeah,
you're not bothering nobody.
Especially here, I'd be like telling them, I'm like, don't even look. And then my wife would go, whoa, wait, what? I said, relax. It's not boys playing football.
Kevin's looking to do the ring toss on him.
So he's got all those hats.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this moment.
I think I brought like four hats. I could have.
Yeah, my living room looks like a fucking lids.
Well, I brought four and fucking Tropicale. What did you bring, four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, dipshit left a fucking full glass of water on the fucking floor. So I've
done that every year I've come out. I take a glass of water.
Yeah, but you also haven't left the fucking TV on all day.
Yeah, it's not me.
So just as it gets dark last night, it was raining enough where people were no longer sitting in the front of the house where the fire pit was. But it wasn't raining enough where it was just enough where okay, I don't want to sit out here. Maybe I'll have a cigarette, but so I just went to check on the fire. So you have to walk by our bay window, and I looked and the TV was on. So I was like, what the fuck? Okay. So I go inside and I turn the TV on, and then I'm like, I might as well just turn a light on in here. And I fucking take a step over and I just hear the sound of just plastic hitting the ground and then water. And I go, this motherfucker. So now I'm on my fucking hands and knees cleaning up water I spilt all over my own living room to turn a fucking light on. And he probably, you know what? I probably just saved the aggravation because he would have just fucking knocked it over when he went into bed anyway. Who knows?
Possible.
Yeah. So
possible. Molly checking in says she raised you better than that.
What? What is she talking about?
Did she say raised or trained?
Your house broken too, bitch.
Yeah, the broken soundboard became a real fucking subject after that. Like four different times I was stopped to have a conversation about the soundboard and my anger. And I'm like, I get it. I know I have a temper, but I can't tell you the last time I smashed something before the soundboard.
We came up with it earlier, is your phone.
Yes, and that was like a couple years ago. Yeah. And then there was the microphone stand, the microphone too, which is a sound drop now. But yeah, I have a little, there's a little rage in me. I'm not going to deny it, but I'm not as bad as I used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, you usually, like now, you're like really ticked off when you do shit like that.
Yeah, I was fucking mad. Like, really mad.
I know.
Yeah. Sometimes, me and Tony know. We watched.
Yeah. Yes, the pre-show. Well.
Yeah, we've seen the evidence.
Yeah, like four separate times. I would walk into a car. My wife's like, we're talking about you. And I'm like, okay. She's like, you're destroying soundboards. And I'm like, why is this still a thing? And then people will be like, oh, you still have a temper? And I'm like, what the fuck? And I took all the windows out of the sun porch, so it's just a screen. So I'd be like walking through the backyard. Matthew, come here. Like, what's up? You still have a temper? Break any soundboards lately? I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
It's like they're trying to goat you into getting really angry.
You couldn't get me angry yesterday. I was having the time of my life. People showed up. Everyone had a good time. It was exactly the way I planned it to be. Oh, the neighbor ripped out all their fucking property too, all the fucking trees.
Yeah, you saw that on the street like that on the sidewalk, or you talking about in the back? Oh, you talk about the yard.
Yeah.
All right. Why? No, because out front, you know how everybody like parks in front of your neighbors, like because they kind of fit until the road like squeezes them out and you can't park anymore.
Right.
Somebody must have trimmed the bushes out there because they're just big piles of bushes. But at least four people that came to your barbecue couldn't give less of a shit because they just drove all over everything.
Yo, me right here. And even worse, I parked and then my wife looks at me. She's like, you can park here? I was like, yeah. She's like, okay, great. How am I getting out of the car? Oh, shit.
Yeah, so Mrs. Brand got to climb over Brundle before he walked in the house.
I was already out of the car. Oh. She didn't have to climb over. She would have never made it over me.
It
helped. I'll tell you,
we'll pretend that you were some random guy sleeping at the airport.
I didn't have sweatpants on, sorry.
So, Brienne, you want some cake?
You got any hats?
I'll tell you what, I'll talk to your boy next year before the barbecue. He needs to make a little extra money. He's old enough to drive. I just have him be a valet. Pull up to the house, park the cars at the pool.
Yeah, he wouldn't mind that at all. He
couple
loves
bucks. Fuck, Aunt Money's kid was making money hand over fist yesterday.
You know, how did that start? Like, what started that whole process?
He was going to get somebody a beer.
I don't know if it was HK or somebody. And then somebody else, Z, was like, oh, can you get me one of these? So he came back and Z gave him a dollar.
Yeah.
And then he was like just kind of like hanging out by the grill. And he was like, somebody gave me a dollar for getting them a beer. And I was like, well, let's get you a tip cup, bro.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Genius.
He just wanted to use the bottle opener.
Yeah.
The rest
yeah. before that,
he took
ran
it to like
to
a whole
everybody.
Other level. Yeah. He was so.
They had the mints.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the people were doing shots, right? So he took like clean shot cups, shot glasses, and was putting like ice in them. So when you went to get like a drink, he'd be like, would you like a free sample of ice? It was like the funniest thing. And then they're trying, Aunt Money and Gene are trying to leave, and my wife is like, can you get me a drink? And he's like, what do you want? And she's like, I want a Surfside lemonade. So he was over there for a minute. And Reed's like, he can't fucking find them. The kid went through the whole baby pool and pulled out every flavor of Surfside lemonade. And he came back with five. Yeah. And he was like, do you want raspberry? Do you want strawberry? Do you want blueberry? Like, and he was like, and retook it, gave him a 20. He goes and he puts the other ones back. Then he comes back, he says, thank you, and he gives her a mint.
Where did the mints come from?
They came from the cookie tray.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He really, HK made him work for one.
Oh, too. My God. He was like fucking sweating like a fucking mule in the desert running up and down the stairs.
And he had to take HK's empty back, too.
Yeah. But he was loving it. He was loving it. He fucking worked the grill. He was making burgers with Ray.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I took a picture of him. He was standing after all the running around he did, he would stand back behind the baby pools where our air conditioning units are. He was putting his shirt over the fan as it was going to cool himself off. Brilliant. And I didn't realize my niece and nephew were coming. So to start the barbecue, I had my midget t-shirt on. The front of it says, fuck you. In like bubble letters with a middle finger, and the back says, fuck these midgets. And I saw my niece and nephew crossing the street, and I was like, I think I should go change this shirt. And then HK's like, shirt change already? And I was like, eh, yeah, a lot of kids. A lot of kids. It was a grand old time, though.
It was great.
And then we had the, you know, what the fuck are we going to talk about tomorrow night on the podcast?
Yeah.
So none of us watched anything.
Nothing. I watched
an hour of Dynamite.
And I know that the MFTs won the tag titles.
Yeah.
And what's her name? JC Jane won the women's US title.
Oh, did she? Who'd she beat?
Tiffany Stratton.
Oh.
Yeah, and Stratton got swatted.
What do you mean?
Like the where they put the, they called in like a SWAT, you're online or whatever, you're streaming something, the SWAT team shows up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I just read that earlier today.
Like she was going to harm herself or something?
No. Like it's I think it's popular with like
they call
gaming.
A raid.
Yeah, but they do shit like. But like a real SWAT team showed up at her house.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's called swatting. The fucking gamers have been doing this to each other forever.
Yeah,
it's fucking horrifying.
That's awful.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, she was training with like some kickboxer or something like that in L.A. or something like that. So she was live streaming it and all of a sudden got swatted.
Yeah, they do that. That's the gimmick. Like you do that while the person is streaming live. So this way, it's shits and giggles when the SWAT team shows up and breaks down doors and shit.
What?
You didn't know this was a thing?
Well, it's terrible. What a waste of fucking resources, these fucking nerds online.
Yeah, but the problem is these fucking poor cops, they have to go out and fucking respond to the call, you know?
Yeah.
Because if they don't treat it serious, God forbid it's the day that it's not a fucking prank.
Oh, my God. That's terrible, though.
Yeah, welcome to 2026. They've been doing that shit for like 10 years now.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Holy cow. And that we found out on the way to Pandora's Box that the fucking Eric Cannon Avery Styles thing is still a thing.
Yeah. Is it really? It
apparently.
Yeah.
What the fuck now?
I don't know. AJ did it, said something on his podcast. I don't fucking know.
To Fightful. Yeah.
Yeah, something. And he was like,
he's got to defend his kid, though. You
it's
know?
Like, this is like the longest news story ever in the short cycle of wrestling news.
Eric Cannon needs this to get over, huh?
It's just a fucking chair.
I just think we need to take pictures when we clean up here, when we throw out the when we throw out the white man plates tonight, and we throw out the empty Dr. Pepper. We need to take pictures and post it. We cleaned up after we were here.
We didn't set up the chairs. We broke.
No, down. That's right. Tony did all the setup.
So Tony,
we'll help. We'll help break down, Tony.
It doesn't matter. It's not like I use the basement much anymore anyway.
Yeah, but we don't need you going online saying we didn't help clean up.
Oh, no, that's already in the pocket for next week's show. Getting back to what we were starting earlier, I did watch that Mr. Wonderful documentary. Kind of surprised no mention of Vader.
Yeah, I thought the exact same thing, especially when they were talking about what a badass Paul Orndorff was. Yep. You couldn't slip like 35, 40 seconds of him just absolutely killing Vader.
Yeah, like Cornette saying and Vader's a monster. He went to jail. Like just a little something to build him up, and then Paul Orndorff was having none of it.
They very spent way. Me and Brenda talked about it. Yeah, they spent way more time on the Gary Spivey stuff
because they were trying to make WCW ads look like shit. That's what
they
it was.
They don't have to really try for that.
They were like WCW didn't have like the writers to do it right, and then they're showing RoboCop and all the usual suspects.
Yeah, it was.
A quick trivia question. Gary Spivey was one of the answers to like the ITR crossword puzzles we used to play on Patreon years ago. And it was Gary in six letters, and fucking Matt yells out, Gary Juster. And I go, wrong.
See, I had no idea who that motherfucker was. Like, I remember him, obviously, from the WCW time. I had no idea that he was like, a psychic.
Yeah, he was, like, one of these, like, Miss Cleo guys. Like,
yeah, I had no idea. I just thought it was a weird motherfucker talking to Mr. Wonderful through a mirror.
He's like, Gary Spivey? The guy from the Bubba Network?
What are you doing here?
I tell you what, though, it led to pretty wonderful, because that's when he had, like, the mirror and everything.
Yeah.
I kind of dug that gimmick.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that was a great gimmick. Him and it was probably one of the only times I care about Paul Roma. Yeah. But yeah, they had a great run there. It was pretty wonderful.
Yeah, and I was telling these guys, so like I say all the time, like I fall asleep to the vault and the WWE vault, the live stream, they've been playing like Hulkamania shit. And I fucking put it on the other night and it was Hogan and Macho Man against Pretty Wonderful from fucking WCW Saturday Night.
Get the fuck out of here. That sounds amazing.
It was fucking awesome.
Did you fart?
No, he dropped his bottle of water.
To say, if that was
I'll get it
cracking around.
Oh, God damn it.
It was closed, though, unlike somebody else's.
Hey, I can close a cup.
Oh, you can put a lid on it.
Yeah, you could drink it. What's in it, though?
Yeah, that's true.
Also, like, I don't remember ever seeing the video of, like, sick Paul Orndorff.
No,
I don't remember it either.
Oh, no, I remember that. I remember that 100%.
I don't remember it.
I remember not being happy about it. But in his son Travis telling the entire story about how his father was like diminishing mental capacity and how he was in the hospital and it was COVID and they wouldn't release him and like and all this other nonsense.
Mother is a cunt.
Yeah. So like watching that and hearing that story, 100% agree wholeheartedly with him doing that.
There were a lot of people that said the same thing. Like Bree Brian Blair said it on the podcast.
Write that down.
But he said too, he was like, yeah, I was pissed at the time, but I, after hearing everything about it and whatnot, like I retract what I said. I understand what he did.
And it's so sad that his wife like got like addicted to like pain pills and like
heroin too, man.
Like, wouldn't even like sign to bring him home. Like, no. It's fucked up.
Yeah,
we couldn't get in touch with her. Couldn't like,
yeah,
find a way to contact her. That is
awful. Super and for fucked up. And for months though, like his kid is like, just let me take him home, and they're like, no. I don't know, man. I think there's some bodies dropping if they fucking tell me no to do stuff with my old man. You know?
Yeah, 100%. That'd be a problem. You know, and you don't. I don't think, right? It's always like Hogan Andre, WrestleMania 1. Like, But Cornette brings it up, like, who's the, like, somebody had to get beat in that match, and like it was Orndorff, and then like to have him become friends with Hogan, and then the turn was such a fucking big piece of business. It's crazy that they never had like a WrestleMania match, and their big match was at the main event in Toronto and that cage match on Saturday night's main event.
Yeah, but that match in Toronto was fucking over 60,000 people, and when you saw like Orndorff thought he won, bless you.
Thank you.
The fucking crowd went nuts for Orndorff. I mean, Canada's always been a little, you know, when it comes to booing the right guys and whatnot, but my God.
I think it's the fact that they thought they saw a title change, and back then, you didn't see title changes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Like maybe once a year, or the world title once a year, if that.
But like Matt said, that whole story did amazing. And the cage match wasn't the only match they did on the main event. Remember, Hogan was going to pile drive Orndorff, and fucking Adonis, and then Piper got involved, and that whole commingling of stories. And that was all going into Mania 3. And then you got the cage match where the guys came down at the same exact time. That was a mind fuck when I was a kid watching that.
100%.
Yep.
Do you think that, like, so I forget the exact timeline of when Orndorff stepped away. Because was he out for like 5 years?
I'll look up his cage match right now, but yeah.
He was out for like a period of time, and at the period of time that he had stepped away, do you think him staying or being there, he would have stayed with the Federation, obviously. Where do you think he would have fit in that time period? Do you think that he does what like a lot of guys did with Hogan, is that after they did the run with Hogan, they kind of fall back into the mid card? Like where does he fit into that situation?
I don't know if it's beneath somebody like that, but I would think an IC title run would have been awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking right away. So IC title would be a good spot for him to be.
Imagine he beats Steamboat instead of Honky Tonk Man. Yeah.
You know, that's not a bad piece of business right there.
Yeah.
No. I mean, seeing him in the tournament in WrestleMania 4 would have been
great.
Oh yeah, that's true.
He's only at his last match in the WWF, according to Cage Match, January 4th, 88, and then he's in WCW in 90.
Yeah, he does UWF.
Yeah,
around that. Yeah, time.
NWA Worldwide.
Yeah. Spokey
in May of 90. So he wasn't out that long, I guess.
Oh yeah. So it's just if he didn't have that, you know, leaving the Federation the way he did, stayed there, then that's how you kind of got to figure it
out. When was it in the timeline when he jacked up his arm?
During the stuff with Hogan, right?
It was pretty early. I don't know if it was before he turned to be back with Hogan or like during when he was his tag partner, because they mentioned who hit him, and I can't remember right now.
Let's see what AI says.
Dun, dun, dun.
During his football game. No, 86 feud with Hogan.
But it wasn't a Hogan match where he got hurt.
I don't think so.
This AI says it was during a weightlifting incident. Accident?
I don't know. Right. The dark side made it sound like it was in ring.
Yeah, let me see what his Wikipedia says.
Wikipedia. And for now, let's just stare at Brundo.
Nice. No, talk amongst yourselves. Talk about something else.
I loved, like we were talking about earlier, like Brundo Fly was saying, like him being with Paul Roma made you give a shit about like Paul Roma. Take those two guys, put them on a team. That was probably my favorite like run of both of those guys. Like those two like working together fucking worked perfectly for me watching. You know, it was awesome. I would have liked to have seen them do more, or even like you're saying, like, had he not left, if you could have gotten Pretty Wonderful in the Federation, and you know what I mean, in that 88, 89, 90, like
you get Pretty Wonderful instead of Power and Glory, then
right, which would have been to me.
Yeah,
way better. Except
you don't get the powerplex. Yeah,
you still do the powerplex.
Yeah,
Orndorff.
I feel like they would do somewhat of a spike pile driver or something.
Yeah, that would have made sense. But it would have been a good.
I gotta say too, I think Orndorff, he might owe Dr. D a thank you as well. Because if Dr. D doesn't slap Stossel, maybe Dr. D's in that spot.
Yeah, but there's that is like that weird time in 84 mm-hmm. where they're both that they're both there, and the year starts off with it being presented like Piper is managing both of them. Yeah. There's like promos with the three of them together. Yeah. And then at some point, they decide Piper's just going to be a wrestler, not a manager. According to Wikipedia, it's after the turn, and it is like a weightlifting accident that he has.
Okay.
But he decides to keep wrestling instead of having the surgery.
Oh, yeah. He's making money hand over foot. Like they say, life-changing money. And he knows, like, if he goes out, forget it. Like, he's not getting that that money or that turn on Hogan. Nobody wanted to stop then when you get a run with Hogan.
I just wish they wouldn't have abandoned Dr. D after the slap, because some of his promos, like, I don't think anybody could break Mean Gene quite the way Dr. D could. Oh, my gosh. Go back and watch some of those. Man.
Last night I wanted a woman.
I couldn't find a woman.
I found a lot of men that look like women. What's wrong with you, Gene?
I like the one who's going to Cape Cod to wrestle Sergeant Slaughter yep. and making fun of him. Yeah. I'll slap him. Bring your mama down. I'll slap her, too.
He's getting his fucking... He fucking leaves, right? Because he doesn't want to work the schedule, and he's fucking beat up, and then he starts a bowling alley, and it's successful, and then finds out the guy he started with is fucking stealing all his fucking money.
Yeah. It's like a Bernie Madoff
situation. Yeah, and he has to get back into the fucking wrestling business. What a fucking shame. What a goddamn shame. And then I don't remember the injury during that WCW pay-per-view.
Oh, I do remember.
I know I 100% ordered it. I probably have it on VHS at home. Don't remember it at all.
It was Duke and I had covered that. And it's fucking it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Like they kept on wrestling the match around his fucking body in the ring. It was putrid. I had a hard time. Like I had a hard time watching. Well, WCW at that point A, but then like watching him clearly injured, clearly on the ground, and then having people like wrestling over him. Like how does not the referee, not any of the cock in the match, nobody. And then finally they get him to take care. It's a hideous thing. Yeah, I hated it. Hated every second of it.
Yeah, and even knowing then too that he didn't want to do that match. And look what fucking happens to right. him, too.
Yeah. Tough break.
Awful.
Yeah, and he was like, he wasn't like old when that match, but he's 50. He looked fucking beat up.
Bad.
And like, to see that he was only like 71 when he passed, it's just like, so it's like Brian Blair is on there and he looks great for his age. And like Arn Anderson looks great for his age, although Arn always looked fucking 100 years old, but it's like, man, like the business beat the fuck out of him, and because he put the business ahead of his health and stuff with the arm stuff, and then the shit at home, and it just like spirals out of control. And he's like, here he is in his mid 60s, and he looks like he's fucking 90 years old. Like it was so sad.
You know, it was fucked up too when his older son got out of jail and he fucking went home and he beat the shit out of him.
Oh, that
like,
was
what the fuck?
It's fucking crazy. Crazy. Now, what do we have? Missy tomorrow night? We have two left, right?
Missy and Zach McGowan.
Yeah.
God, Missy's going to be fucked.
Sure. I think she already has been.
Yeah. if not by all the men, life.
Yeah.
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 That's a long, hard road.
Do you think she mentions JR in the thing? Oh, slobbing his knob the last couple of years?
Bless his fucking pudding brained heart.
His surgery went well.
I know. I'm so glad to hear that, honestly.
That's great.
I want to fucking poor JR to fucking be Puddinhead this fucking last years.
Must be Pudding Mouth. I think she's the first Dark Side that somebody that I've worked with. Yeah. Yeah, because I worked a match with Missy.
You never worked with Sherry?
No.
Huh. No, she died pretty early.
Yeah. Oh, she died before HK was born.
Yeah, because I worked with her and Franchise. Yeah, her and Shane Douglas about 2-3 years ago, something like that.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, I'll have stories for that. I'll save it for after her Dark Side comes out.
Missy, I got to pop in Wrestling Vixens to do some homework this week.
I thought you were going to have that ready to go tonight.
Yeah, the watch along. I thought that was what.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Is that what we're doing? I don't know what the fuck we're doing. We're hanging out. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
Ryan Magoo is back.
Hi, Ryan Magno.
No, Ryan Magoo.
Ryan Magno.
Yeah, but that's Ryan Magoo.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Wow, my eyes are really bad tonight. Ryan Magoo
is back. Somebody shut the door.
Somebody shut the door.
Harashi? I don't know. I don't get. Oh, is that a joke about
Harshiel?
Herschel?
Herschel?
Ryan Magoo. What the fuck are you?
Oy vey, Ryan Magoo. Shit with the door open.
Wanted to let y'all know, Harshiel. Oh, Herschel.
Who's Herschel?
He checked out the show. He shuts the door. I don't know. That was a couple weeks ago. Get a shout out for Herschel.
Oh, and he checked out the show and he shut the door?
Maybe. I don't know. That's I'm piecing it together.
Good Ryan. Luck.
Right? Maybe not.
I don't know.
I watched JCW.
We did watch HK likes to fall asleep to wrestling, so we had to use the YouTube app the other night. The thumbnail. What was it? It's Daddy's Revenge. What was it?
Danny's
Revenge. It was like Danny's Revenge when she's standing there
with the black eye and the fucking the arrows pointing at the eye.
Yeah.
All right, Tony, give us some fucking JCW here, buddy.
Well, last week we had one actual fucking match that went to a finish on the show. This week they said hold my beer and they went to zero. What do we get? We got a DQ. We got a no contest. We got a count out. Like, they fucking ran the gamut of non-finishes.
But did we further any stories, Tony? Do we know who the what's going on with Jasmine and the Devil Baby?
No. Did Mr. Happy wrestle this week or was that last week?
I think it was last week.
The cage match week. Said this week.
Oh, was this week?
Yeah,
this week.
Mr. Happy was not on last week.
Okay.
Yeah, so Mr. Happy wrestled, and I think he lost to Kerry Morton. No, that had to have been 2 weeks
ago. That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so Mr. Happy lost to Kerry Morton, didn't he?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Mr. Happy didn't wrestle this week.
I don't know. I didn't watch the show. You did.
No, but Prego came out. Prego actually is joining fucking La Cosa Nostra, Vito fucking Mafia, whatever to call themselves. Oh, back,
but he called her like a whore, like 2 months ago.
Yeah, but everybody did, so it doesn't matter. It's JCW.
Okay.
Anyway, just remember when Big Al fucking had pictures of fucking Russo on her phone or
something?
Oh,
we never did get a payoff for that.
We didn't. He fucking forgived her, and that was that, and this is this. So Donovan Dijak will be joining Vito's team.
Oh, he's going to be in Gore Games?
Yes, so it's Vito. So, oh, do you know the stipulation for Gore Games?
You're going to tell me.
Of course I am. The winning team gets to choose a member of the losing team, and that person has to be the winning team's slave, like hangout, they said, for a month.
Yes, I do remember that. They announced that last
year. For what reason?
Somebody's going to turn on the Luciano family.
Oh, it's going to be Sally Boy, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. He's going to be the newest member of the JWO.
Oh, shit, you think that's how they work it? So, like, Sally Boy's team loses thanks to him. So then Vito's like, you were looking out for us. I choose you. And then he becomes another fucking Ruffalo, Juggalo, whatever.
Ruffalo, yes. Mark Ruffalo, the next Incredible Hulk.
Tony, how long was this show?
Oh, it was only like an hour and a half.
There was maybe 24 minutes of wrestling.
I don't mind that, though, on this show. When the show's moving, I
the main event didn't even last 3 minutes.
What was the main event?
EC3 versus Cruel in a no contest.
Yeah, because that's when they made the announcement. That's when what's-his-name came out with Prego Face.
Donovan Dijak.
Yes.
It's going to be the other guy.
Who's
the guy? The other motherfucker with...
Josh Bishop's going to turn on?
No. The other guy in the Luciano family.
Vincenzo.
Yeah.
You think it's going
to
be...
Like you want it to make sense, right? So you're like, everything's leading up. Pieces are there. It's going to be Sally Boy. And then you look at who's running the fucking shit. So it's not going to be Sally Boy. You know what I mean? Like, you got to factor in who's fucking running the bullshit.
I like the way you think, because if Vincenzo turns on them, he recruits Sally Boy to come away with him too. Because remember, when they were beating up Sally Boy 2 weeks ago, Vincenzo kept telling Vito that's enough to stop it. And Vito wouldn't fuck. Kevin's a fucking genius. He nailed this fucking thing.
Now we saw the thumbnail. So what's going on with Danny Moe and Barnabas?
I don't know. He was in the ring. He was yelling. She was yelling. the fucking Zombies of Funstruction are supposed to get a title match, but she pulled them away. Who are the
Zombies of Funstruction?
The fucking zombies.
The Outbreak, bro. Yeah,
whatever. But they're with the guy that should be with the fucking Funstruction guys, right? Like, Barnabas looks like a fucking clown, not a zombie tamer.
Yeah. Oh, he's a carnival barker.
Which he should be barking for the guys in the carnival, Yabo and Ruffalo.
Yeah, but they're fucking park mafia.
Where's my brother? Where's my brother?
No, so I don't know. So Danny Mo took the zombies away, and he was mad about not having the zombies.
But does he still have Hocaine?
Yeah, of course he does. But she was, I don't think she was on this week.
I didn't watch.
So apparently Big Al has to wrestle like in some matches with, like, I want to say Freya the Slayer's involved, Sunny Kiss, and somebody else for like another number one contender spot.
Okay.
So I don't know what the fuck's going on there. Danny Mo is involved in all this other stupidity, and she's also the women's champion.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. She is. All right. What? Anything from Choppa City?
They lost, or they beat somebody by count out.
Oh, it was a mixed team. It was Cocaine and
James Storm.
James Storm, yeah. Wait, was this the one where Kerry Morton wrestled what's
Mr.
his name?
Mr. Happy, yeah. He wrestled Mr. Happy in this one.
So he wrestled him again?
No, that was this episode.
Because, he wrestled him like 2 weeks ago, didn't he?
Because Ken Anderson wrestled him 2 weeks ago, right? And then that's when what's in James Storm came out. Because he kicked he That was our first fucking non-finish.
Last week, Ken Anderson wrestled Cocaine, and that's when James Storm came out.
Then when the fuck did he wrestle Kerry Morton?
Who?
James Storm. Not James Storm. What the fuck's his name?
Ken Mr. Anderson? Happy was this week.
Maybe Ken Anderson maybe wrestled him was a couple weeks ago.
So episode 94 was Cocaine, Anderson, Bronson, Morton, Crowley, Larson, and then Caleb Conley against Jeeves. And then episode 95... is Bishop, Facade, Kerry Morton, Mr. Happy, Choppa City versus Cocaine and James Storm, and EC3 versus Cruel.
Kerry Morton beat Mr. Happy on JCW Lunacy 92, and this week JCW Lunacy 95.
Okay, there you go.
Pulling the double job.
I can't wait for that baby to be born. I can't fucking wait. If it comes out and it's got a fucking smiley face like
that. She's not pregnant.
Stop, dude.
She's not going to be a bit. It's a Vince Russo story. She's going to take a bump because Mr. Happy's going to accidentally hit her. And
no. Yep. She's going to take a bump in that main event of fucking Gore Games.
Oh, you think so?
Yep. They're going to fucking put her fucking dirty snatch in their face and powerbomb that bitch to a fucking table.
I thought you were going to say suck out the baby.
Bro, swerve, bro. All right.
Write it down.
Suck out the beep. You know, I reiterate my conversation with you and Double T. Like, sometimes you question the life choices you've made that brings you around the people you're around.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want me to sit over there next to Al?
No.
Suck out the baby.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so Lunacy was a thing. I want to order Big Gay Al. write that down.
He's here.
Every fucking wrestler has like something to do with that marijuana company that advertises with them. Like, we got Big Al's big sack of weed.
I don't even know what this is. I fast forward through the
Dude, yeah. And they, matter of fact, they had those two dudes on the couch, the guys that own the place. They were talking about it during the episode. Like, all the different shit they sell, like with the strands and the fucking vapes and all the other stuff. But yeah, you could buy, there's one, Vito has one, Kerry Morton has one, and Big Al has her big sack. You know Violent J named it that. Why do you call it a big sack?
I do think it's hysterical that all the wrestling that happened this week, you only watched JCW. Not like any of us. We don't have a foot to stand on. Nobody else watched wrestling.
No. I watched an hour of Dynamite.
Sorry.
That was it.
Yeah, but I was watching JCW like Friday night, like after I finished work. So like I was just chilling. I had the laptop on my lap. I wound up falling asleep like 10 minutes in. And then I woke up and I watched the wrestling.
What? Yeah, you had to see what happened in the riveting matches.
No, you know what it is though? Like, I felt like I should watch something, and if there was something I wanted to watch, it would have been JCW.
All right, yeah, fair enough. I missed AAA. We should watch AAA Saturday night. Triple A.
No Royal Rumble 92?
No. I think they did Beach Bash, Beach Blast 92,
yeah.
Which is just as – it's pretty good.
Which is funny because they followed that up with Ass Blast 92.
In a row.
I don't think they got far. I don't think my recollection is HK City didn't make it through the first match.
I think out. I just the first match.
Al said he got three matches in?
Yeah. Seems right.
Type. This is what Double T looks like when he's not breaking soundboards and he's
Yeah, I want to see what the first match is. It was Pillman. Was Scotty Flamingo and Pillman.
Yeah.
All right. So that put you to sleep. And then you just made it through the Greg Valentine Marcus Bagwell match.
Yep.
Oh fuck, you should have woke me up for that.
No.
I can't believe they put the Steiners and the Miracle Violence connection as the main event of the 92 Bash at Beach Blast.
Was that still part of the tournament or was that a different time period?
It's a different time period. It's the Steiner brothers are the champs and they're challenging Doc and Gordy. Or Doc and Gordy's challenging them, excuse me.
No, because remember they had the tournament for the NWA belts when they were bringing them back?
Yep.
They fucking had Doc and Gordy and the Miracle Violence and the, Jesus Christ.
Steiners?
And the Steiners. That was like a semifinal match. That wasn't even in the finals. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, how does that not top any tournament?
Such a weird card.
Was this was it Davey Boy and Sting versus Sid and Vader?
No, that's the next year. I think this is Sting, okay. Cactus Jack, Falls Count Anywhere, Steamboat Rude and the Iron Man Challenge, Dustin, Barry, and Nikita Koloff against the Dangerous Alliance, Arn Anderson, Steve Austin, and Bobby Eaton, and then the Steiner brothers against Doc and Gordy. Opening match, Scotty Flamingo, Brian Pillman for the WCW Light Heavyweight title. Ron Simmons versus Terry Taylor and Greg Valentine versus Marcus Bagwell.
Yeah, it was when I wake up Saturday morning. I look over. Tropical's just laying there. I don't think he had a blanket on this time either.
No.
Yeah, it still freaks me out. So.
Was he in sweatpants?
No.
No. No.
Did he have a boner?
No. Well, yeah, but he was Pooh Bear in it, so... You know, okay.
Yep, just
okay.
A t-shirt.
Yep, gotcha. So I look over and he's just kind of laying there and I couldn't tell for sure if his eyes were open, not open, what was going on. Yep. And I was like, wait a second. Is he not only now sleep with no blanket, but also like sleep eyes open?
I don't think you could do that thing. Can you sleep with eyes open?
Yeah. People can do that.
It's creepy. How do you know?
Yeah. How do I know? I think Molly's told me that she's seen me sleep with my eye open before.
Your eye or eyes?
Eyes, yeah. Yeah. So was it Dusty and Rick were in the cage. Not a bad way to wake up.
No, not a bad way at all.
No, I'd take that. I didn't remember there was no commentary.
Yeah, because it's those bash,
like house shows.
House shows. Yeah.
They used to go the whole month of June or July or whatnot with the bash.
Yeah, and a lot of those like the house shows they release don't have the commentary.
That's weird.
Or the hidden gems or whatever the fuck they call them. I like it.
I love having commentary. Yeah.
I
heard Vettis Scott might be available soon.
Fuck her.
You've been following the stuff in the deathmatch group.
Oh, with the return this week.
With the return of Drake Younger.
Drake Younger.
And
here and there, yeah.
Vettis Scott like taking jabs at him and people getting blocked by her. And
I didn't see that part, those parts.
But. Well, she mentioned something about forgiveness.
Yeah.
And somebody said, you shouldn't be on commentary anymore. You don't even know who these people are that are wrestling or something like that. And she blocked them. So then this whole fucking string starts in the deathmatch group. She sucks. She's lucky she has a fucking job. Her voice is annoying. She has no idea what's going on. And then I chime in. Also, JCW.
Of course you chime in.
Oh, I love the deathmatch group. I couldn't wait to tell everybody. I was so glad Drake Younger was back.
He had a banger apparently the next night with Otis Cougar.
Yep.
Yeah.
He apparently is like fixed his fucked up life.
Yeah.
And he's clean, so I don't see what the problem is. He didn't do any harm to anyone. He just like said some dumb shit and, you know, believed some dumb shit. And
yeah, and went then, to school board meetings acting like an idiot.
Yeah. And he was like all like fucked up on drugs and shit.
Yeah.
Now he's kind of like turned his life around.
Like he must have said some really dumb shit to have gotten fired by WWE.
See, they all chalked it up to the fact that he didn't want to take the COVID shot.
Yeah.
Like that's what they say. I mean, you know, there's always two sides, but I mean, we've come to learn, like, you know, whether he was on drugs or not, like he was a man of conviction. Like he believed what he believed. And that was that, you know, which is why I really do love that he came back and a lot of people are happy for him. And then everybody else is like, hey, fucking this and that. He said stupid shit, whatever, whatever. But then everybody comes out of the woodwork. It's like you've forgiven a lot of other people for a lot more heinous shit. Like, so knock it off.
You know? So the protesting the COVID stuff and the mask mandates, he was doing it while he was wearing NXT gear.
Oh, yeah. That's.
And then he also was openly promoted the QAnon. Yeah, conspiracy theories, and used the company email address for outside fundraising.
See, all the QAnon shit aside, using your WWE email for fundraising,
yeah,
it's almost like Hebner selling fucking illegal merch bad, you know.
But he apologized, and he's doing better now.
I'm glad he's a genuinely good dude, right? Like you and Kevin met him years ago.
I like him.
Yeah.
I've seen interviews with him and like before he went to the NXT, and he just seems like the funnest guy. Like he was on Kevin Steen had a show with High Spots, and he was on there, and just 2 hours of smiling and laughing. Just like he just seems like a great guy you'd like to go out and have a drink with. Or
dude, I want Mr. 50s to come back so bad.
Yeah.
Such a great gimmick. You know, I started watching I think I finished it. It was a short documentary somebody did on the history of JCW, from like Vampiro showing up with the belt on Nitro and champion shit wrestling and bringing in all like the old guys like the Iron Sheik and stuff. And whatchamacallit. They said that they said every gimmick that they've come up with, some of them they've held for a long time to see where they fit. They said like cocaine was a lot of work too, like trying to figure out what was going to make that work, who was going to play him. But then he said Mr. 50s was a gimmick they sat on for 2 fucking years waiting for the right person to come along. And then, when Drake comes in, like he was the guy.
Yeah, so apparently he cut a promo after he returned at the showboat, and he essentially said, somehow at some point I lost my way. I had people like Joey, like Brett, reach out to me and say, hey, you're not that guy that I know. That's not the Drake that I know that you're saying. That's not the loving Drake that everybody was so happy about when he signed a contract. That's not our guy. And I brushed it off. I didn't listen. I had tunnel vision, stuck in my own bubble, associated with topics loosely or directly that I had no business or no interest in affiliating with. Through that, I may have said some things. I definitely did some things that I'm sure offended a large portion of our audience here in Game Changer and in independent wrestling. And for that, listen, look me in the eye. I want to tell you genuinely for that. I'm sorry, and I hope you'll forgive me. I spent the last 5 years proving and showing that I'm not that guy, and all I'm asking for, as I look some of you in the eye, all that I am asking for is a chance to prove myself to you.
I mean, if Joey can forgive him, Joey was a big outspoken guy about him. He made a video. I don't know if Drake was there or not, but he showed up at like a political thing in Florida.
Oh, as Florida man.
Yeah.
Like karaoke at Hogan's Bar too is Florida man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So if that guy could forgive him, I mean.
Yeah, so that's that. Yeah. What else? Oh, and also like that guy, apparently the guy that runs that independent
produce. Yeah. Right,
that Adam guy, he's like a real
produce?
Fucking,
yeah. Yeah.
What is it, like vegetable wrestling? HK, you booked?
Yeah. Keeps going down this road. It might as well be vegetable wrestling. He's like a lot of people. He like gets online, does some. Like says some really like outlandish shit, like tries to out like wrestlers who like he went after Janela because Janela like missed a flight SummerSlam weekend, like it was delayed, and he was like, well, why don't you fly here and drive like 6 hours for this and pay for it? And it was like all sorts of weird shit, and then like women are like, yeah, he's a fucking sexual like creep. He's like,
six women came out against him.
It's not good.
Yeah, he wanted Marcus Mathers to burn his ID
contract in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
It's real fucking goofy shit.
He had some cool wrestlers and some cool matches ready. It just sucks when somebody like that just is a piece of shit.
Because it's like the whole gimmick, like he lets like a said wrestler produce the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is great, but he's like, look, pro wrestling is for everyone if you're a fan. The business, not so much for everybody. Everybody shouldn't be allowed in the pro wrestling business.
Produced by Orange Crush?
Yes.
Orange Crush, that was it.
What the fuck?
Yes, now I don't know if this Adam character is all of it, but he is, he's, you know, usually the one on social media.
Adam Abdallah.
Yes.
Apparently he was used to be involved with GCW at one point too, but is no longer.
Yeah. So wild stuff.
Yeah.
All because of the death. Tony's in the deathmatch group.
I love that deathmatch group.
Oh, I saw a picture of Mickey Knuckles the other day. She looks amazing.
She looks fucking fantastic. She lost 100 pounds and she looks great.
Doing what?
Just, I guess, making life choices, you know, eating different, working out more. Well,
good for her.
Whatnot. So, yeah, absolutely great for her.
HK's doing some research over there. I see his facials are pretty.
Oh yeah, I'm getting into this produce here. They got a couple of
as opposed to you always get into produce.
Yeah, he didn't have any white manna tonight, so he's starving.
Or he's getting into me.
Produce always gets into him.
That's just fruits.
Oh shit. There it is.
Back here if you need me. So I'm looking at this. So like Produce Volume 1 was June 29th. And it's got like your presenter, Orange Crush, creative director, Adam Abdallah, co-producer, John Gresham.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of their shit kind of like the rest of their site kind of sucks. There's not much. You can still get tickets to their upcoming at White Eagle Hall in Jersey City.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Isn't that where XPW used to run?
No, that's in Newark at the Heart Ballroom.
Heart Ballroom. I always mix those up.
AWA, when it was that fake Dale Gogner.
Yeah.
He used to run out of there.
Jersey Championship Wrestling runs out of White Eagle Hall.
Yeah. So is GCW.
Yeah.
Front row is sold out.
Of course it is. You think Orange Crush comes to the ring to Orange Crush?
Well, this is blowing away. So second row. Guess how much tickets are for the second row of this?
85. I'm going to say 75.
85.
Really? Golly.
Higher?
No.
Lower. 40? 25.
50. It's $56.33.
Yeah, that's like probably like 45 and fees and taxes and all that shit.
Okay. Yeah.
There's that many? Okay.
I thought 45 for second row?
That's not bad.
That's 50, not bad.
56 for second row.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Tony, at the Pandora's Box today, I told these guys on the way back, it was $25 left in box, still in plastic, WWF color forms.
Oh, God.
From the 90s. Hogan and Warrior were on the cover. But they had it marked at 100, and I couldn't for something. I was just going to open up to see if it's still stuck. Plus, I made a transaction with my friend Tropical over here, so I have about, I don't know, 30 fucking new figures and bags on my fucking... in the office. I have no place to put them.
One of the greatest parts of going to Pandora's Box today was when Matt was talking to the guy and the guy about who's coming in, and the guy is like, oh, we got this guy and that guy coming in. Matt's like, yeah, I work on the weekends, I can't make it. He's like, oh, just calling sick, fake having diarrhea. It's like, this guy doesn't know who he's talking about.
That was fucking hilarious. But this guy was like, I don't know. I overheard this guy just too much throughout the store. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm in like the far corner of the store, and all I hear is like, yeah, just tell him you got diarrhea. And I was like, what are we doing now? He's like, oh, yeah, no one's expecting to come in to work where you got diarrhea. So just tell him you got diarrhea.
And I was
just
like, say it three times.
I was like, yeah, that's what he's like. He's like, just call him up. Say you got diarrhea. You got to say diarrhea three times. And as long as you say diarrhea three times, nobody wants to hear you like talk. Like if you say you got diarrhea and you say you got diarrhea three times, people just don't even want to talk to you anymore. People don't want to hear about diarrhea. There's fucking diarrhea all over this shit. Like you don't want that. Nobody wants that.
So we should have given him a link to the show.
Yeah,
today.
It's not like fucking Beetlejuice. If I say it three times, am I going to fucking shit my pants?
Yeah. So,
buck, buck, buck.
But like, he would not fucking stop with the constant diarrhea, and it was almost like he had Tourette's. Like that was his tick. He had to keep saying.
I was worrying he was going to summon it for me.
It was a weird way to try and push the Godfather appearance in a month.
Yeah, it was like, and I don't want to sit in the store anymore. Like, he keeps on saying, nobody wants to be around anybody talking about diarrhea. You're in a store, a customer-facing position, and I'm as far away from you as I can, and all I hear is you yelling about diarrhea.
I mean, to be fair, what kind of stuff? It's not like it's, you know, Aeropostale or something like that.
Yeah, but I didn't hear fucking Double T. And this, like, I didn't hear his part of that conversation at all.
No, because I was trying to walk away from it.
All I heard this guy is this diarrhea over and over and over again. And even though I did not know he was talking to Double T, in my head I was like, it's got to be one of those fucking witches. it's got to be.
Because he saw me holding the figures I was going to buy. Mm-hmm. He's like, you can put them on the counter. You don't want to drop them on your toe. And I was like, all right. He's like, oh, the wrestling guys. They come in here all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, I see, like, you have some good ones. He's like, yeah, we got the Godfather coming. And I'm like, yeah, but they're always on Saturday. And then he was like, tell me you have diarrhea. You have diarrhea.
It's fucking horrible.
And I was like, yeah. And then he, like, sees the Iron Maiden tattoo. He's like, you know, I lost a bet once. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to you.
And the other thing that, like, it was at least three fucking customers that came up to the, like, to check out. And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, the other guy that everybody
thinks I'm his father?
Yeah, I'm only 11 years older, but they think I'm his father. The other guy, and he kept on going, like, back to that. I was like, stop, just stop, guy. No, like, just ring up my fucking toys and let me get out of here.
This was at Pandora's Box?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you go back there, like, all the time?
Well, we go once a year.
Yeah. All right, once a
and
year.
And we did. There was a bet that I would, when we went there, I would buy the stuff that I just sold back to them, like, 2 weeks ago. I saw all the shit that I sold back to him, yeah. But I didn't buy any of it.
That's why I wanted to buy some of it and have you guys slip it back into the house.
I was going to buy him an ECW Just Incredible figure, but he already had it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the weird thing about, like, in years past, there was, like, multiple, like, options where you're like, oh, fuck yeah, they're this one, it's this one, it's this one. The wrestling section, by and large, is kind of thin. You know what I mean?
You saw a lot more AEW stuff.
Yeah.
People are getting rid of their shit. Like, there was a ton of Chase figures that were autographed that were like $70.
Yeah.
I almost brought the Lance Archer one for $40.
Yeah.
Lance Archer autographed one of 3,000.
Yep. Yeah. I was close on I had the Jarrett. I was gonna get the Jarrett. I had it in hand. It was the Bone Cruncher with the hat complete. I'm like, yeah, I'm in on this. And Tropic Guy was like, you got a Jarrett in your box. And I was like, all right, I don't need to double down to get that Jarrett. And then there's a Marty. I don't know what fucking line it was. The Marty, the Hasbro, not the Rocker.
Oh, and he was with the blue pants. The blue. Yeah.
Yep. So I thought about that one for a while and Sid and stuff like that. But like, I gotta clear out the office a little bit. When I say clear out, like, organize, right? Not do what you did. No.
Maybe next year, check out Tommy Fierro.
Yeah, I haven't been to the new spot. So The last time I went there, I just felt guilty for being there. It's so Pandora's Box is in the middle of nowhere, but Tommy's place is in the middle of fucking nowhere. And then you're there, and they're like the only people there, and then he's like,
Tommy, is that the wrestling collector shop?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But now we moved to a bigger place, so I don't know. I haven't been out there.
More isolated, less people. You're the only one in a bigger store.
Right, yeah. Not talk about diarrhea.
But probably also booked the Godfather too.
Probably. Well, this look, I don't know what you're doing Saturday, but Harvey Whippleman will be there. Harvey Whippleman and
there was somebody
Penelope
else.
Ford?
Yes, that was it.
Penelope Ford is going to be up there?
And Harvey Whippleman.
All right, but yeah. Penelope Ford is going to be
there. Yeah, so is Tommy End and whatever Zelina Vega's calling herself now.
Dun, 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 dun.
X Zena? What's it? It's with an X.
Oh, you got a Six Flags out by you, right?
What's in Atlanta? Yeah.
But it's like, you've been or no?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys used to get the commercials on TV with the old bald guy?
Yeah.
All right, so you know it. So it was a nation thing. It wasn't just for a great adventure. Dun, 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 dun. Whenever I hear that song, I think of Selena Vega now. I really don't know why it's silly. Anything else happen this week? Anybody get another point in the Deadpool? Is the shower broken? Please tell me the shower's not broken.
No, the guy's taking the tent down. I was just seeing if he was still there.
What, you text him, hey, effer, did you effing take the effing tents down at?
No, he texts me. He's like, I'm going to get the tent before it rains again. And I was like, all right.
Oh, we're due for more rain tonight?
I don't fucking know. Barbecue's over. I didn't start checking the weather.
It's funny. My son's actually at Six Flags. He's probably on the way back now.
Really?
Yeah, they left like right when it got, right when the sun came out. So he probably had just an awesome day there.
Camp?
No, him and his friend, they all have passes.
Oh, nice.
So you pay for the like the summer pass. And all you got to do is go twice and you pay it off.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine years ago. He's like, I bought the pass. He went one fucking.
You should see if there's a pass for your son and his friends to the juice bar.
If we could find one.
Feed them titties.
They're all.
All right.
Right? Isn't that the phrase that pays?
The phrase that pays on Hot 100.
I thought it was Rolls with Bowls.
What? Who?
We had a couple that we had Brundle write down, and we all forgot them.
I remember twice.
It was a conversation about where the donuts were and how like some places have bad donuts. And I said, you ever have the ones from ShopRite? They're like Rolls with Holes. It really made everyone laugh.
Rolls with Holes.
Describes any good woman, right?
Better than Folds with Holes.
Oh, Wolf, you had it. Oh, shit, wait. Can I play sounds here?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I can. Fuck, wait. What is the sound I was looking for? Fuck, I can't find it now. Oh, here we go. Yeah, why is it so low? What the fuck? I think the kid's playing fucking Rocket League. I hear screaming. What the fuck? Oh, wait. No, that's not it. Hold on.
Yeah,
there it is.
Whoa!
Brando's in.
Oh, Brando's in too?
Oh, what?
Yeah, anybody on the gimmick, Handsome Kevin can start punching buttons if he wants to.
Yeah, that's how I found the Ring Rat song the one time.
Oh, yeah.
When it was just me and you at one point. I was like, oh, what's this? Just hit it. It's like 3 minutes long.
That song will never not be good. I didn't hear it at the barbecue. I thought you said it made the playlist. I'm sorry. Am I boring you?
I'm fucking. No, I'm fucking. It's all catching up to me, man.
Yeah.
It's been a weekend, a great weekend.
Fuck yeah.
But now it's catching up to me. We usually have like a break in between Pandora's Box and coming to Tony's.
Yeah.
And we didn't get that today because we did the Clays, which was great. I had a great time.
But teardown seemed to go pretty quick.
Yeah, I got a lot of it done last night.
Yeah.
Once we cleared off the table, I was just like, I'm just going to break, you know, whatever. Everyone was sitting at that one table, so it was like, I'm just going to fold these chairs up. I'm just going to fold up the table.
Once we got
that
one drunk out of the way, it was fine.
Oh, he's talking about you.
Yeah, he's talking
about you. Yeah, but it was a great time.
Yeah.
It was a great time. This was a great time. I had a lot of fun.
Could I just say, if you guys are going to watch one thing from AEW from last week, watch the ending of the Jericho Kevin Knight match. Jericho is so out of fucking position. No,
Tony already watched it. I know he did. It was all Botchamania, wasn't it?
He put, who did he wrestle?
He was wrestling Kevin Knight.
And he put Kevin Knight in the fucking walls.
The black Kevin Knight.
But yes, black Kevin Knight.
He was a good 8 feet from the ropes, though. And Don Callis jumped up to pull out the gimmick and give him the schnabitz to the head. And when he did, Jericho was nowhere there, and he actually dropped the gimmick to give Jericho time to fucking duck waddle all the way over to the ropes.
And then jump up and stab him. Stab him with the fucking screwdriver. And that still wasn't the finish.
He
kicked the fuck out. This is what won Kenny Omega his title, the screwdriver to the head. And he kicked out so Kevin Knight could do his night bottom or whatever.
Night bottom?
No, it's like a rock bottom type move. Yeah.
By the way, night. I saw your shirt yesterday. I meant to tell you it was amazing.
Oh, the River Bottom
Nightmare Band?
Yeah, that's exactly.
My wife's going, what's that? I'm like, Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. Oh, what's that?
It's on the gimmicks. I think it's on Disney. You can watch
it. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
100%. Yeah, it's we talked about this on the way up to Pandora's Box. It's surprising that someone with that much in-ring experience would not be where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
It was just, it was such a weird, it's such a weird thing to see when you have two veterans, you know what I mean? Longtime veterans. Kevin Knight's a veteran too. Not to slight him or anything like
well,
that.
Well, I like Kevin Knight more so.
But like, when you have him in that position, how are you not, like, you are so far the fuck out of position. How does that happen? Because sometimes when you're watching different matches and things like that, outside interference involvement, you can kind of understand why they ended up where they ended up and how they have to you know, call the audible to get to where they need to. This is one where he got, like, when Callis got in the ring and Jericho's just like, no, get out. Like,
yeah.
So
you think they could have done it a different way too, where like they could have had like Kevin Knight kind of roll out of it and then like Jericho roll them right back into it and they end up right in front of the ropes somewhere instead of the duck walk into the front.
Right. And even
he's
at that 40
year veteran or
like,
whatever.
And it sucks because obviously you have to account for the TV time and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But like, even at that spot, you're hoping that, okay, we're going to have to stretch this out a little bit differently. And they not just like walk over to the spot. You know what I mean? Like right away, like fight a little bit with, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Work to that, or turn to, because he was pretty close to the that happened, boy, entrance side, hard cams in front of him. He was pretty far, like, to the other side. Like, just turn to their side. Like, just be there instead, because it looked like Callis went around from that side anyway. So maybe
he did.
Maybe
yeah.
They were just, you know, I mean, they positioned themselves on the wrong side to begin with. But at that point, just fucking do it there. You got like 90 cameras. Like, they're going to pick up what they need to pick up. I don't know. It was fucking aggravating.
I'll have to look for it. I haven't seen it. I don't know who won the Continental Cup. I don't know what's going on with that. Like, I was completely checked out of everything this week.
Yeah, we got I think it's Moxley, Nigel, Orange Cassidy, Kyle O'Reilly, and three other schmucks moved on.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, Nigel versus any one of those guys, I'm happy with.
Hey, what's with your boy Daniel Garcia smacking phones out of people's hands?
Wait, what?
You didn't see this a couple weeks ago?
No, I didn't.
When the fucking shit riders were walking through the crowd, like some dudes like had their cameras up. I don't know, Moxley was jawjacking with somebody, and I guess Garcia felt like he had to get involved. He started smacking fucking phones out of people's hands. And one dude was ready to fight him. Like,
yes,
one
dude
was getting in his face, and security was actually holding the guy back.
Yeah. He's a schmuck.
Yeah, don't touch
me. I'm over shit. Daniel Garcia.
Wait a second. He's supposed to get heat, though, Tony.
You smack somebody's phone? Dude.
I wouldn't do it. But, like, at the same time, aren't we, like, we've talked about this before. We're, like, we're at a point where nobody actually gets, like, fucking heat unless it's because of something like fucking QAnon. You know what I mean? Like, he's drawing heat and it's – dude, it's
this
real.
Thing is, this thing is worth fucking $1,400.
Yeah, it's different than taking somebody's hat off and throwing it into the crowd.
Of course it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, if you're like sticking your phone in somebody's space.
No. It wasn't like he was like this. He was standing there filming, and Daniel Garcia felt the need to fucking knock the phone out of his hand.
You could do the old school, like, where you're going to, like, fake.
Yeah.
In the 80s, they would have done that shit if phones were around.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Phones in the 80s would have been like $10,000. Somebody would have got shot if they would have fucking hit my phone.
The only phones they had in the 80s were the Zach Morris ones.
Or the fucking big bricks. Remember the fucking
yes.
The corded car phones with the fucking, like,
they would have got hit with the phone.
I just don't like, it surprised me that you're not, like that you're so far against this when he's
dude. It's
like
a fucking heavy duty piece of equipment.
100%. But he's getting heat.
Yeah, but Tony, people go through phones like they go through fucking underwear.
This could have been this guy could have saved up for 6 years to buy this fucking phone.
I mean, sitting on the floor. And, I mean, it says AEW, it's not WWE, so he probably
spent his $10.
He's got phone insurance.
So look, I know you don't like AEW. But I was just out of curiosity. I looked at fucking tickets for Raw in Brooklyn and in
expensive.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
They're like $230 for the cheapest seats.
Well, when you put on cheap wrestling, then the tickets are cheaper.
$54 for second row.
That shocks me.
I think we paid like $80 or $90 to see the midgets. I think we paid that much money.
What?
I got to find the receipt. I got to look.
There's no way in hell I would pay that much for an indie show. There's no way.
It was Midget Mayhem, bro.
Yeah,
I'm even talking about this vegetable wrestling.
I want to say fucking midgets, Orange Cassidy. I want to say midgets with attitude. I think it was $35.
That was it. Midgets with attitude. Oh,
well, you saw midgets. I saw midgets with attitude. I don't know what you took your son to see.
No, it was the Midget Mayhem tour.
When did you do this?
Back in June.
Well, this year?
Yeah, we went in Rutherford. I was telling you guys for weeks I was going to get tickets.
Did we talk about?
Oh, that was the for me. It was tournament at Survival Weekend. So it was like June
I don't think
5th
you actually 6th. Told us you went though.
Oh no! Yes, yeah. I mean, no, the tickets were $90 total, so they were $45 tickets for second row for Midget Mayhem.
Second row.
That's not bad.
Did you get to touch a midget?
We were told not to cuddle them or try to take them home.
We did not talk about you going to a midget show, by the way.
We probably didn't, but I did.
Maybe
I
you went. Were like on one of your trips, like the next week or something.
Like oh, maybe Indiana I didn't do the show the next like week.
Yeah.
All right, tell us about this.
It was tons of fun. It was 8-Ball, and he would smack his belly like that was like his like getting ready for his move, like the wah. He'd go 1, 2, 3, go 8-Ball, smack that belly, and he'd fucking splash the guy across the ring. 8-Ball was the fat guy.
Okay.
Then there was one black guy. He was in like military gear. And then there was one black guy who looked like he was in Public Enemy. Then there was a white dude. I think he was Irish. He kind of looked like Psycho. And there was a fifth guy. Maybe he was like a motorcycle guy. So we had a bunch of gimmicks.
Was there a normal person there?
Yeah, it was the bald white guy, the Irish looking guy. He was like the most normal of the five.
No, I meant like an adult.
Oh, yeah. He walked around doing commentary. They played music over the wrestling all night.
Could you curse?
Oh, my God. They had a band come out at 9 o'clock. The show was supposed to start at 9. This band comes out. And the guy's like, oh, I'm so-and-so. Are you going to see some midgets in about 20 minutes? As soon as he fucking said 20 minutes, boo! Midgets! 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 Fuck your music! And every time a song finished, boo! Thank you guys so much! Here's our next song! It was honky tonk man level shit, dude. It was so funny.
So the midgets are coming to Minnesota.
You gotta go.
August 26th.
You gotta go.
It's in Rosemount.
And I'll tell you this much. I was telling Jesse yesterday. I was telling Jamie, the women that went to the show were fucking dressed up. Front row, yes. The entire row across from us. Like fucking heels, skirts, everything.
Yes, when we went to the midget wrestling show 2 years ago, there were old people like on a date night. There were young people on a date night. These women were dolled up. These dudes were dressed up nice. Like it was wild.
Yeah, yeah. We went to Super Dwarfinators and they actually wrestled through the crowd.
Super Dwarfinators.
You could hit them like participate in the match. Like you know, the one guy's like, hold him, hold his arms back, and he. Cracked him with a trash can lid. Like,
yeah, they got on the bar. When we went and saw them, the bar tenders, they were not happy. They're also not ready for the crowd. They didn't have enough change. Like, it was wild. The midgets sold out.
This was our view. I mean, it's not much to look at, but we were second row.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was a big topic of conversation last night at the barbecue, too. And there's like a group. Like, people want to go.
My wife said, next time the midgets come, we're going.
You have to. You have to. Even Uncle Danny, my brother, was like, you know what? He's like, because he called me while I was there. He's like, kind of wish you got me a ticket. This sounds amazing. Why are we going back?
It'll be all over.
You know what was great? The kid and I, we went that night. It poured, mm-hmm. but we went to Cassano's to go have dinner there. And then from there, we like ran across the street, jumped in the car, and people, the other people at Casano's were actually going to the midget wrestling show. They had tickets. They were all going. We got a spot like right around the corner. Oh, I guess people thought it wasn't a real parking, so we took it, ran into the building. We had the best fucking time.
Hey, HK.
Yeah.
Where's Middleton, Wisconsin? Is that a room anywhere close to you?
Not that I don't think so.
Next Monday night, Little Mania Midget Wrestling All-Stars World Tour at the Silk Exotic Madison Gentlemen's Club.
Oh my God. Weekend are we going out there?
Not next weekend.
No, it's close to Madison, dude. It's real far from Kevin.
Yeah, that's very far. Well, then
have South Milwaukee Tom can go check it out.
Yeah, that's way south of Rochester, okay. Too.
No,
that's
but Milwaukee Tom is like away. In the bottom of the state, right?
I thought he was in Idaho.
No, he was in Idaho.
He lives in Milwaukee. What was his fucking name?
Well, Milwaukee's probably, oh gosh, if I had to guess, maybe an hour outside of Madison?
No, it's... I think it's like 3 hours. It's Penn.
No, it's like 40 or 50 miles. Really? And 94 runs from city to city. It can't be 3 hours. If it is, they do some bad fucking driving in Wisconsin.
Because I think it's north of Green Bay.
What is?
Madison, Wisconsin.
No, Madison is perfectly west of Milwaukee.
Really?
Yep. It's way further south on the fucking tropics of Rochester. So it's way further south.
I was at Madison, Wisconsin once too.
Hey, can we go to Wabasha?
Yeah, why not?
Wabasha. I want to see Handsome. I want to see JJ Rogue that weekend. I want to see Duke performing that weekend.
Yeah.
I want to see Petey get fucking beat up by Stonehenge that weekend.
Nobody can find Stonehenge.
Well, he's a mystery. He's one of the seven wonders.
He's disappeared. He is off the map, off the radar, fucking gone.
Well, he'd be easy to find. How many fucking men are named Stonehenge?
That's a good point. But yeah, no. Anybody I've talked to, like, hey, have you heard from Stoney lately? Like, I can't get a hold of him, a text, call, and nothing. So, yeah, he's no idea. It's just weird, too, because, like, at one point I was talking in the locker room. He's like, you know, I've been looking into it, see how much money I need to just, like, head to, like, the Philippines or something like that. And I was like, what?
He's
like,
oh, my God, Stonehenge hanging out all these little Filipino women?
Yeah, but no, it's fine.
Oh, man, he'd be a fucking catch and a half over there.
Yeah. He'd look like one of the fucking rock statues or something like that out there compared to all the other people there.
He could bring home a fucking dozen Filipino women.
Take a dozen.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Oh.
Would you shit yourself?
No.
Oh, no.
Midget Little Mania Mini Wrestling was in Brooklyn, New York last night.
Who was on the card? Do you have a card?
Doesn't say.
Oh, fuck. They never give you the lineup on these things.
Are they on Cage Match?
There's no way Midget Wrestling's on Cage Match.
I don't know where you would get the results. It's usually like five matches.
Yeah, ISPW's not even on Cage Match.
I don't even think ISPW puts results on their page.
It's like two singles matches.
Yep, two singles, a tag team, and a
battle royal.
No, they threw us three singles matches because after the tag match, the two guys that were on the same team, they were brothers all of a sudden or cousins. They had to fight each other for respect and honor. And then the other four guys got involved, the other three guys, and then they made it a whole big battle royal after those two fought. Yeah, we got a lot of wrestling action, man. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
How small is the ring?
Oh, God. What was it? Maybe 10 by 10? Maybe, yeah, probably 10 by 10. It's about maybe, geez, this is going to be a tough perspective. Maybe about 7 or 8 folding chairs wide.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not terribly big, and of course the ropes are, you know, down to size.
And it sits low too, yeah.
Oh yeah, it's real low.
It's like one of those Chikara rings.
Kinda. It's like in the apron. Because I mean, like the place was big enough, but like it wasn't like you needed a fucking tall ring for the people in the back to see, you know. Gotcha. But there were a lot of fucking people at the Williams Center. A lot of fucking people.
Midgets sell. They're over.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm so glad. Go ahead. I'm glad they're all getting work, man.
Yeah. We doing homework next week or?
Oh yeah. Who's
So it is my selection.
Oh boy.
I'm actually gonna ask Tropic L.
Oh, honorary homework.
I'm putting him on the spot. He doesn't know this. This is my plan the entire time.
Wow.
He's gonna say A or B.
No, not A or B. I Tropic L, I'm gonna give you my spin.
Oh,
you fuck tell us what to watch
Not his spot.
And we'll fucking watch it.
Not Brundo's spot.
Suffer what I suffered
through. My spot.
What, hey, Greg the Hammer Valentine and Buff Bagwell. Is that?
I say it's got to be available. You know, yeah. I mean, that's the only thing. But there, yeah, you tell us.
Yeah, we're going Beach Blast 92. Yeah,
Beach Blast 92. I can't believe I'm watching this right now.
I'm in.
All right.
All right.
Beach Blast 92. It's on the
WCW Vault.
WCW Vault.
Yep.
It's the third match. Greg Valentine, Buff Bagwell. Marcus Alexander Bagwell. Yeah, excuse Marcus. Me.
Hairless bag, right. Bagwell.
It put Al to sleep.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm in. That's what took it over the top.
Now, you won't be here.
No.
Can you give us your critique of it without giving away the result?
I don't want to relive it, to be honest. I mean, I've seen worse.
Okay.
I've seen a lot better.
That's it.
I love it. I'm in. Next week, we will be back to our regular scheduled program. We will all be I'll be in my space, and HK will be back in Minnesota, and Brundo will be in his space, and Tony will be next to the queer sign, and Al will be wherever Al is on Monday nights. Usually he's in the chat.
Yeah.
And we'll cover some more wrestling. We'll get caught up on whatever we missed. HK might take a little longer to catch up because he's been Uncle Traveling Matt for the last 3 weeks. So
yeah.
He's way behind. But we'll get we'll next week will be filled with wrestling talk and talk about wrestling and all that bullshit. But tonight was just a fucking celebration of the barbecue and Al and HK coming out, which is always a fucking great time, and it's awesome to get together. And thank you, Tony, for hosting us here every year.
Thank you for being awesome this entire weekend, dude.
That's the only weekend of the year I'm awesome, so I'll be back to being a shithead tomorrow. Don't worry.
No, thank you, guys. Like, I love being out here every year. You know, it's something that I very much look forward to. Every year is getting out here and getting to see you guys. The fucking game, the barbecue, it's awesome. I can't, like I said, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys. Hospitality, it's fucking wonderful. It's funny too, because when I tell people I'm going out to Jersey to hang out with friends and stuff like that, they're like, what's it like out there? Like people that haven't, you know what I mean, that have been out there, and I tell them the attitude of the people is can be different. You know what I mean? Like it can catch you off guard, especially if you're, you know, like I'm from Midwest, Tropicale's from fucking Huntsville. You know what I mean? Like he's Alabama man, so it is a little bit different. But then, I tell them, the people that I get to hang out with, that my friends out in Jersey would fit in here. You know what I mean? You guys are fucking wonderful people. Love coming out to see us. I just thank you guys so much. So much.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Also, Tony, can you help Jesse with a restraining order? No reason.
Unfortunately, yes, I can.
It's also it's only once a year, but the first year HK came out, he was a stranger. Now, he's friends with Jesse and Emily, and Al's friends with them. And Al's son is always asking about Jesse and Emily. And now, they're friends with Jamie, and they're everyone's more familiar with each other, even if it is only a once a year, thing.
The first, I was thinking about this the first time, because I know you had the first, the one barbecue, and then I was out for the second barbecue.
Yes.
Where, did you believe me when I, right away when I was yeah, I'll fucking come out. Why not?
Yeah.
Okay. You did. Okay. Because I didn't think there's no thought, no chance you're this motherfucker's actually going to show up. And this motherfucker actually showed up. So yeah, I thought about that. I was man, I wonder if he thought I was full of shit. I wasn't going to I got to text him the day of my flight going to not going to make it. Under the got diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Could have been worse. You could have came out in July. Oops.
You don't want to talk about that when you almost booked the flat for July?
My wonderful wife.
Oh, I knew he was going to fucking pull over.
The fucking bus. No.
My Should wife we cue is, the music?
No, my wife. She's wonderful. I love her very much. Fucking
love her so much you won't let her come to Jersey for the bar.
Oh, snap.
Here we go.
Oh, no, you did.
She's fantastic. I'm fucking lucky, man. But
look, I'm just going to say, she would have gladly taken your place today and gone and shot clays with Rhiannon and then just let us go to the toy store.
I don't know if she would have. She'll fish. I don't think she's shooting any guns.
I think she would have.
She might have.
I think she would have. I think she knows enough about Rhiannon to know that if you're going to do it, this is the person to do it with.
Yeah,
and that's only possible. Just through following her through social media or listening to me talk about her, or you by all means talk about her.
But no, she usually books the tickets, right? She takes care of that. So she sent me the picture. She's like, yeah, booked up. She sent me that, and I was like, and send it to Tropic. I guess I sent it to Tropic.
Send it to me, and I was like,
yeah.
Like, send it to the group, and I was like, July, dude.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh shit. All right. So I messaged her back, and I was like, hey babe, you can change this, right? Because I'm not going there in July. And she's like, yeah, I'll change it, no problem. She sends me the next fucking screenshot. She's like, all right, taken care of. She booked a flight for herself, and I was like, babe, I don't think they're going to let me get on the fly with your information. And she goes, I was like, I'm sorry. I don't think they let that happen. So yeah, then she booked it three times.
You want to take this one?
Instead of walking around the airport for 4 hours looking at dudes' boners, maybe you should learn how to do some of this shit yourself.
I was maybe thinking for a second that she booked the ticket for herself on purpose.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
Or I thought maybe that you were saying she booked two tickets.
No, and like, no, she didn't. But like, she'll travel fucking anywhere. I've told you guys this. Like, it does not matter if it is going somewhere
except Birmingham.
She's in. Yeah, Birmingham's fucking out. She said, like, that's the one place I've never heard her say it except for Birmingham. She's like, we're never going back to fucking Birmingham. And Tony, I think you know the story about the guy that got there's like two guys and the kid got shot when I was in Birmingham. Yeah. Yep. And this motherfucker, his whole thing was like, oh no, it's so expensive. You don't want to fly into Birmingham. It's so expensive. Molly fucking looked it up. It would have cost like an extra $100 to fly into.
Don't fly into Huntsville.
Oh, right. Right.
The nation's most expensive airport.
Motherfucker, we looked it up. It would have cost like $100 extra to fly into Huntsville, which is right next to you, right, and probably be safe.
Fair.
Yeah. Paying the $100 to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Jesus.
I did not want to spook Molly. I offered to leave a gun and come pick it up from you. And
what am I going to do with it?
The gun was not for you.
Yeah.
It's for your wife. She would definitely defend you too.
Okay.
Either that or shoot his nuts off.
But why be in that situation if it only cost me another $100 to not be in that situation?
Everybody's not in that situation where they have $100 to spend. It's like everybody's not in a situation where they don't know how to scan a QR code, like at the Giants game where you couldn't play any of the fun games on the board because you didn't know how to scan the QR code.
Or like, I don't know, leave somebody alone who's got a boner sleeping at the airport.
Or not sit on another man's dick at a barbecue.
Sometimes you got to do that.
Or eat the fish cakes instead of drop them into the aioli.
All right, so what time is it?
Sitting on Jesse's lap eating fish cakes. Close enough.
Write that one down.
Yeah.
Well, there was, I mean, I told it off air, but Rhiannon has a gentleman who is special needs that used to work with her. He's a sweet kid. His family's great. She invites him to the barbecue every
day. Oh, here we go.
So I didn't know. So he shows up, and I am not looking for any problems. So I go to the guys. It's just you three. I don't know if Brenda was there yet. And I'm like, hey, look. There's somebody with special needs here. Please, please don't say retarded. Please. And we had no issues. Yeah. So later in the night, we're sitting with Dunzo Magunzo over here. And I tell Rhiannon, hey, you got to let me know next time so I can at least I'm not looking to upset anyone. They're great. They were awesome. I want everyone to have a good time. He's like, I told you, I took care of it. And I'm like, I know, Kevin, but I didn't know that when I came over to tell you guys. He's like, yeah, but I'm looking out for you. I took care of it. And I'm like, Kevin, I appreciate you, but when I came over here in a kind of a panic 8 hours ago, I did not know that you had told everybody to be cool. Yeah. But I had it under control. I'm like, asshole. I know, but I didn't know that. Yeah, but I'm like, this motherfucker's got to be fucking with me right now. It's late. It's been a long day. Yeah. Then he's fucking got sea legs on the fucking sun porch while he's grazing the tortellini in the fish cake.
Hey, our situation I had under control. Sea legs, I was out. I did not have that under control.
Was that when he was being the creepy guy in the window?
Yes, just standing in the fucking window looking at...
He would just show up behind you. If you'd walk to go get a drink, and all of a sudden Kevin's just right there, just looking at you.
What are you doing, you creep? And he just like mumbled to me and then went back to grazing. But to be fair, the first thing I did this morning when I woke up was I checked the garage camera. 7:30, he was walking out to go for his fucking walk. He was doing it. And even Al at like 8:30 when he walked out, celebratory. So Al throws his arms in the air. He's alive. And he didn't complain all day about being hungover. So that's a plus.
No, my hangover got taken care of pretty quick this morning. So
Cake and dick in the living room. This morning. Easy, yep.
He was hungry.
He has. I mean, the trip is not over yet. We still have one more night, but he has yet to see the clitter box, so you never know.
Ooh.
No, it's not.
Well.
I was going to say, like, if that's, you think of the different ways that the fucking bathroom is rigged up. What in the fuck is going on in the clitter box?
That's not the clitter box. That's the shitter box.
No, I know that.
I don't. I don't want to know.
Okay, I'm not going to find out.
It's bad enough he's got
Pokemon cards. That's all I know.
Yeah, Pokemon cards and broken showers. Matt's got enough to worry about.
I'm investigating. When it's not me, it's my wife. You know, I can't fix shit.
Yeah, I can't either. And if so, oh boy, not to get off fucking sideways, but like,
it's okay. Fucking Jerry Seinfeld over here tonight.
She's got the squeegee. It's a squeegee, right?
Yeah.
It's a fucking squeegee. If the purpose is not something with that shower head, what are you using a squeegee for?
Is there glass or is it a shower curtain?
Shower curtain.
Yeah.
Maybe she squeegees the curtain down so the water gets off.
Which HK also doesn't know how to use, apparently.
You know how to use a squeegee?
Shower curtain?
No, shower curtain.
I know how to use it.
What'd you do?
We had to have a whole conversation when we got back to the house Saturday before he got in the shower. And he was like, how does this work again? The one goes on the inside and the one goes on the outside.
No, because the God damn it. So I'm trying to be respectful, trying to make sure things right. And last year, there's this weird like mat thing that is hanging over the side of the thing. And I don't really know what that is. And then I did something wrong with the fucking like the shower curtain. I don't know what's going on. And then I got talked to about how to properly set up the
mommy talked to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So she has like a regular bath mat outside of the shower, and then there's like one of those ones that is designed to
be suck absorbent.
Up, yeah, be absorbent. But she only puts it down when she takes a shower, so it sits on the tub.
Yes, because she don't want to get mold underneath it.
And then I don't know about I thought the shower curtain thing was universal, but I guess it's not.
I might be doing that wrong. Yeah.
You do have a shower curtain, right?
You take a shower at my house.
But it's only a single.
No,
you just have.
I got two things in there. Yeah.
Yeah. So the
liner goes in and the curtain goes out.
Yeah, I think I might have that set up at home. Yeah.
Listen, if you put both in, it's not the end of the world. But if you put both out, you have a bad day.
That's going to be a problem. Yeah, I understand that. And like, aren't there some that like have
that
like
might be the title?
A thing at the bottom of it, right?
Wait, how did it
like go? They snap across? Right.
What do you mean they snap across?
So like, I'm pretty sure I've seen them before. Where like it's just a shower curtain, right? And there's not like two of them, but on the one on the very bottom, like it's like an extra like flap.
It's like a hybrid curtain. Liner.
Oh, okay.
And then like you can that. Sometimes like it has the ones where the bottoms do clip on and make it longer and stuff.
So
okay.
So all I'm trying to do is make sure I'm doing things right, so I don't get the fucking talk again. I'm trying to be good, nice, respectful. I'm still waiting for mommy to tell me like have her hospitality talk with me.
Is she gonna tell you you're a good boy when she's giving you that talk?
No.
She goes to me Saturday morning.
Oh, here we go.
Right? She goes Saturday. Was it Saturday morning?
Handsome Kevin was sleeping. He had the biggest boner I ever seen. I didn't know if I should wake him up or not, but then I'll open
his
mouth.
No, it was Saturday morning. No. I woke up like at 6 a.m. I was fucking hyped, so I went in the backyard, I did a bunch of things, and then the temp people showed up because I was just waiting for them. So I had a little time, so I got a gig a fortnight in. And while I'm sitting there, mommy's making small talk with me, and then she's like, you're going to teach Kevin about hospitality. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, you slept in a basement when you went out there. I'm like, yeah, had a fucking full bed, and I had a giant TV. I go, my only problem was that they didn't tell me when the heat kicks on. It sounds like a fucking dump truck is driving through the house. But she listens to me talk so much shit when I play Fortnite with them that she like thought it was like a real thing. Like, she's just gullible. The people behind me, there was a ton of vegetation back there. So she comes out Saturday morning while I'm out there, and she's like, what's going on back there? I go, I called that motherfucker, and I said, I got a barbecue Sunday. You better get this shit cleaned up. She's like, oh, my God. And they listen. And I'm like, no, I don't know what the fuck you're doing back there, man.
Oh, fantastic.
Did you get called? What, stupid or dumb by one of her
friends? Yeah, one of her friends told me I was stupid because I walked into the fire pit and I fucking cut my leg yesterday. She's like, what did you do to your shin? You look like I did the same thing. And I was like, I walked into the fire pit this morning. She's like, oh, you're stupid.
No, but then she said, welcome to the club.
After yes. And I was like, I've been called worse. No. And then she's like, welcome to it. Was really awkward.
No, she was trying to pick you up, bro. No.
She could pick me up. I weigh like 240.
Ah, this guy over here.
Hi-o.
Are we done? I'm fucking done.
I was done like an hour ago. Not with this, but I'm just beat.
Yeah.
Everyone's exhausted. It's been a hell of a fun weekend.
Yes. It sure has. It
sure has, yeah.
And I look forward to next year. And I hope, you know, the Duke Bags. I would love Vince and company to come out. Even Ja-Ja-Ja said one of these years.
Yep.
Ja-Ja, huh?
I would love it. I would love to bring
Tom's
everybody
together.
Tom's
got an open invitation. If he comes out, he could stay at my house.
You heard it here, folks. Ja-Ja.
He's a good house guest. He's
I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
I'm running out of real estate.
Yeah, for
sure. I picture him walking around his house at night in tube socks and boxers going, I got to get a snack.
And a Hawaiian shirt.
And
a visor.
But it's open.
Got to let it breathe.
Yeah, of course. At night, taco salad needs some air.
He's Pooh-bearing with an open fucking Hawaiian shirt on.
Oh, he has boxers on, you fucking horn dog.
Oh, God. Now he's really going to stay in my house.
Hey, ja-ja-ja.
Pooh-bearing with tube socks.
Yeah.
I just picture him doing a helicopter every ja-ja-ja.
No, you just see him from behind. You just see his little fuzzy nuts hanging out between his legs.
Oh, yes. There's a whole long nuts conversation last night, too.
Fucking.
Dude,
I was just walking around doing the clapper.
Yeah, he's doing this in front of my wife while he's fucking playing bags. Like, hey, Tony, clap, clap, clap. But, like, did it on command. I was very impressed. It was a humid day, too. I'm surprised they weren't sticky. You know, the longer the nut, the more surface area you got to consider when it comes to stickiness. Unless you just jizz on your balls, then it doesn't matter.
Unless you just jizz on your balls, write it down.
Then it doesn't matter.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, I'm fucking done. I'm punch drunk and tired.
Yep, this was great. We'll be back next week, regular scheduled program. But this was a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoyed us just fucking bullshit and being goofballs.
Yeah, man, this is a fucking blast.
Hell yeah.
It's really what it's all about. That's nice to have these guys here.
You put your penis in, you put your penis. That's what it's all about. Here we go.
Oh, geez, my wife is still listening to the show.
This has been a production.
Wally, come, you can come out next year.
For everything Shining Wizards, visit
Shining Wizards. Will take you to lunch on Monday, and my wife will take you fishing or something.
Shows of the Shining Wizards
Network. And I won't do the clapper.
And Kevin will do extra clapper.
Speaking of clappers.
There will be no clapping in the living room, though. Executive producer Manny Kratzo, producers Kate Hetler, High Five Tom, Ryan Slong, Al Day, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, I Dunk Biscuits, Royal, Kathy Hummer, Keith Barker, David, Henry Bauer, the third, thank you all for your support. Jersey Cow Jesse was serious, Molly. Just going to say that.
Good.
Good night, Diana.
We ain't got no sound bites to play.
He's right there in the chat, Molly. Just so you see it.
We got sound bites.
Handsome Kevin's gonna clapper and no.
Handsome Kevin's gonna be mad at me on the ride home. No. Oh boy.
Fuck no.
Whoa. The same way I see if the mic can pick up the clapper.
But you can't move the mic. You have
these. I don't think we need that sound bite.
It's all or nothing at this point, right? I mean, to be fair, how many times has Pony farted into a live microphone?
That's a good point, yeah.
Bro, what was I talking about? I dropped my cell phone, and I got nervous, and I farted when I dropped it.
At the Giants game, right?
Yeah. No, at your barbecue, I did the fart one.
Oh, yeah.
And Miss Brianna heard it. She's like, aw.
Yeah, she definitely heard it.
I didn't know about that.
I did the fart one. Write it down, Bruno.
I knew there would be
no, I dropped my phone at the barbecue, and I was like, woo. And I bent over.
Also, drop your phone at the Giants game into the next fucking row in front of us.
Yeah, we have video proof of that.
I definitely took a picture of you fucking bending over to try and get it with your head up some guy's ass.
Right in my hand. It barely fit. Good night, Mom.
We'll see you next week.
Bye. Thanks, Al. Thanks, HK, for coming out. Brundo, thank you for the plethora of burgers which you have provided. And Double T, thank you for being you, brother.
Thanks.
I got nothing else. I'm pushing. No, I'm pressing the button.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck this. Why is it asking me to fucking leave?
They gotta end the show.
Oh, I can't fucking leave the studio? What the fuck?
No, end the show.
All right, I'll end the fucking show.
Then you leave.
There's the button.
All right, I'll end the fucking show.